Blog Talk Radio.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
Texas get turned up. Atomic Dog Racing, Show Enough Racing, and Grudge Inc. brings to you the Ultimate Grudge Fest 4, Saturday, August 10th, 2013, at Dallas Raceway in Crandall, Texas. Let's get turned up. The stage has been set. All out grudge racing.
You heard me?
We got war. Atomic Dog vs. Tree Man. Show Enough vs. Mr. Five Speed. Bang, 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 bang,
bang.
Also looking for action, Tony Boss Bynes and the Prime Time Crew, DJ Grant, Chi-Town Beers, C-Town Tony, Kenny Duke. We got HTI Racing vs. Hit Squad and Black Hole, Five Car Lock-In, and more to come.
Hold up, hold up.
We got a 5-0 Index Class, $1,000 winner, a 580 Index Class, $1,000 winner, and a 7-0 Index Class, $500 winner. Let's get
turned up.
For the Ultimate Grudge Fest 4, gates open at 12 noon. Admission $20. Kids 12 under free. Spectator side parking free. Pit side parking $10. Texas, stand up. Let's get
turned up.
Because everything's big in Texas. I got my cowboy boots. Let's do some kicking. For more info, call Atomic Dog up at 512-775-6563 or call up Peanut at 214-317-0185. It's your boy Chuck G. Let's get
turned up.
Welcome, everybody. Grudge Inc. Saturday night. Welcome to the jungle. Grab a vine, strap in, sit down, hold on, all that good stuff. We're about to get butt crazy in here this Saturday night. Real quick, I want to give a quick shout-out to a very good friend of mine, man. This guy, his name is Bronco. And Bronco, we go all the way back to junior high school days, and he's the one that put the Vega on the map. He took the car, the shell, roll cage, rear end in it, and made it the car that it is today. He put the whole car together for me. I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing about the car being it is today, but today's his 52nd birthday. Well, not today. His birthday was the 24th of July, but I was over there tonight celebrating with him and Mark Miyashiro and Kenny Snow and Don Morelli and Brett Bell and June, one of the probably baddest engine builders in the state of California. Everybody was there for a little barbecue and everything, and I had to cut out and get here tonight. So, Molly, want to wish you a happy birthday. And no matter what, you'll always be older than me, and I'll always be faster than you. I like to say that because if he is listening, I know he's going to call in and dispute it, but I'm not going to listen. I'm not going to open his mic. So with that being said, at this time, I'd like to bring in my two co-hosts to the round table from the Motor City. What's up, boys?
What's happening, Chief? What's happening?
Not
open
my
damn
up,
mic.
Yeah, the money man. The money not man.
Yeah, baby. Oh, goddamn. Morocco was Indiana. Goddamn, it was good to me, goddamn. Yes, sir.
Oh,
I don't know how many times I probably think this.
Well, listen, we're gonna get to that. We're gonna touch base on that tonight because I want to get a whole recap. I want you to give us the play-by-play of what happened out there and everything in good old Morocco. I know it was a good time. I'm hoping Drag calls in tonight because you know he's got his thing going on tonight. And,
he said he was gonna call in.
Yeah, because I know he's got that Junior Dragster thing going on, man. I'm excited. I want to know who won that bad boy. I don't care about anybody else out there. I want to know who won that Junior Dragster race.
Yeah.
You know, it's good to see the young bucks involved, man.
Oh yeah, that probably was the most exciting thing of the night there.
You know what, I got to tell you this, and I want to get to this real quick. You know, last week, Phil called in, a guy out here, and he's been, you know, gangbusters, you know, about getting us this track out here. And, you know, he got me highly motivated during the week. And, you know, I did what he said. To get involved, to do something instead of sitting back and watching people. I did have some conversations with some people that that were way off the record and not allowed much to talk about. But here's the skinny of it. I told him about the site. There's a site called Project Street Legal. Turmo Island Raceway on Facebook. Now, when we were talking to Phil last week, and I told him that we were going to try and jump that thing to, you know, to get to 5,000 likes on this on Facebook. And when we started it last week, it was the number that he was at was 2,415 is where they started. And this is where they're at this week. Just 1 week later, they're at 2,630. So we've gotten a couple hundred people to just go on this site and like. So what I'm asking of my Grudge Inc. family and friends, if you're on Facebook, go to this site. It's simple. It's called Project Street Legal Terminal Island Dragway, and hit the like button. Now, in this meeting I had, naturally, it wasn't a scheduled meeting. It was more of a sit down in the backyard having a chat kind of meeting. But I told them we need to be heard. And I told him that my goal by the end of this month was to have over 5,000 likes on this site. And the reason why 5,000 likes means that's 5,000 people that want this, 5,000 people that are interested in this. The more the merrier. 6,000, 7,000, 8,000 would be great. But if we get 5,000 likes on here, we're giving Phil and Donald ammunition to get this place opened up. And I went down to where he said, you know, he said, you need to go down there, you need to go take a look at it. Go see where we want to do this at. The coke dock is gone. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, I work down the dock. I'm going to pay more attention. So I actually went down there on my lunch, and I was floored. The place where we used to hammer out racing Friday night, Saturday night, all day Sunday, it's there. It's there. You know when the one movie Field of Dreams where he imagines something and it looks out and he's the only one who could see it and then it fades back to the cornfield? That's all I saw when I was looking out there. I saw the two lanes. I saw the K-rail, the tree, the announcer's booth. I could visualize this thing, and we need help. So everybody that's listening to the show, all across the board, man, if you could just go on that site, just hit the like button. That's all you got to do. You don't have to sign up nothing. We don't want names, number, or address. Just click that like button so we can go to the mayor and tell the mayor, hey, this is what we got. This is what we're about. You know, and let him see the numbers. Because everything is in the numbers. They want to see things generated. They want to know that this is something that's going to be for real. Not something that's just going to, you know, fade into the distance. And this is something that I'm asking every member of Grudge Inc., or not even members of Grudge Inc., anybody who's just a fan of racing, drag racing, because I see all the people, and I'm telling you, man, we get this spot open. This is where the California Grudge Inc. event is going to be. It's not going to be in Las Vegas. It's not going to be in Baker. It's going to be right here in our backyard, in my backyard. And it's really important, this whole thing, to me, because I want to get behind this. And I want Grudge Inc. to get behind this. I want Grudge Inc. to jump on board with this. And anyone and everyone, spread the word. It's simple. It's the name of the site again. It's Project Street Legal, Terminal Island Dragway, or Raceway, I'm sorry, Terminal Island Raceway. And all you got to do is click that like button, and dude, I'm telling you, you guys will be sitting with your feet in the water. That's how close this track is. You want to go fishing, you can just cross the street.
I am.
We'll get Uncle Larry catching some big-ass fish out here. He won't go home.
Let's just start with Uncle Larry now. Uncle Larry, now it's off. Let me start that.
No, I want to keep, and towards the course of the night and everything, you know, I want to keep coming back to this just to, because, you know, we get, you know, we kick into gear in about 45 minutes is when we really start blowing up on the phone lines and the board and everything like that. But I wanted to put that out in the beginning and let everybody know. This is something that this town, not even the town, this area needs to generate, because we don't have the tracks, especially we don't have the tracks like you guys have back east. You know, and this is something that some people may say, like our old mayor, that bonehead who knew nothing. This mayor's different. This mayor is open to it. This mayor is, you know, he's with the cause. He sees what's going on. He knows what's up. He knows the ins and outs. You know, his father was the attorney general for the city of Los Angeles when the track was open way back when. You know, he knows what this track means to everybody. So, you know, it's the mayor behind it, the councilman behind it, and I know Bill and Donald are busting their asses. So I just want everybody to help support this Project Street Legal and just hit that like button. And if you guys can do that, man, that's going to help us out here in Southern California. It's going to help us out here, you know, all over. And that's something that we really need, and we really I can't stress this enough, because now I am so excited after seeing what I saw. You know, it's like seeing the promised land. I wanted to give a Martin Luther King speech when I saw everything, because I'm telling you, this spot is historical. I think even think when they get this track back, they should make a historical landmark, so it can never go away. But it's just everything to me. I just saw it in a vision, and you know, before I just knew it was going to happen, and this was happening, But I really want everybody that listens to this show all over the country to go on Facebook and just hit that like button for Project Speak Legal Drag, Terminal Island Raceway. It's a simple click of a button, and I hope it gets done. And then, you know, Tyson, then you come out here and wear shorts and flip-flops like me, man.
No, that ain't gonna happen.
Yeah, but all that money you made last week, and I don't even want to hear about you wanting money, me sending you money out. Damn. Hey, let's get to phone lines real quick, man, because I think we're getting hot and bothered already. 310-0679, you're Mike Clyde. Who we got?
Hey, you got Phil Teal.
Hey, what's going on, baby?
How you doing, sir?
Oh, everything's going good, man. Going good.
Good, good. I appreciate the shout-out you gave to the project. We're going to rock it.
I did like you said, Phil. I went out there and I looked with my own eyes. And like I was saying, I'm so geeked about this now. I'm all in. I'm all in for this. And I've been trying to, as you can see, the numbers on the site have been going up. I've been, you know, keeping an eye on that. And we're going to get more, man. We're going to hit that 5,000 mark. Trust me.
Oh, yeah, we're going to get more than that. It's just going to take time. But we just all have to pull together, keep working, and work on awareness so that people know that it's coming and we're serious about it and we're going to get the project completed.
Now, I'm telling you, man.
Hey, Tyson. Hey, Tyson. Tyson, it's over, y'all.
If they go ahead and clear all that coke off, man, I swear to God, I can almost see the burnout box.
Hey, remember last week I was telling you I see it every day? I look over there,
sir.
I dream, and, you know, I'm feeling your passion now. You feel it too. It can be done.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, dream, but bigger things have been done by dreams.
Yep. No, we got to rock this boat, man. We got to really hit the pavement hard on this one, man, because I can see it now. It's like the light at the end of the tunnel, man. It's there. It's waiting for some rubber to be put on that strip right there. It's just waiting. And, you know,
yeah.
I'm almost thinking about just doing, open up the gates and just sneak in and just start doing little races right there so they get the idea if we got to help them out a little bit.
But, get some Detroit rubber out there?
We get all kind of rubber out here, baby. Let's bring that Detroit rubber out here. Because you know what, man? It all smells the same.
Yes, sir.
It's a little bit better for Detroit, though.
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you, man. When I saw that, I was just like, oh, man, it's here. It's staring right at us, right in the face. It's saying, please.
Yeah, but see, once again, the thing about it is awareness. You know, how many people are aware of how dynamic the island is? How dynamic is the Harbor Commission? What's going on down there? We have to have people that are in touch looking at it, saying, oh, yeah, this is real. We get a lot of naysayers that, you know, look at, you know, one version of Google Earth, and if they're at the wrong Zoom level, they'll still see the coke facility. And they'll, you know, say, oh, it can't be done. Hey, boots on the ground, take a look. The land is here. It's been measured. We know what the lengths are. You know, we still have some issues to deal with, but those are come and they'll work themselves out, you know, especially with, you know, city-private cooperation. It can all be worked out.
Yeah, and you know what, man? I really am, man. I was having some conversations. I have some people over the house that are that can help with this, and I don't want to say no names over the airway. I'll tell you privately, but
okay.
You know, there's the need for it. Yes, it's there, and believe me when I say this. In my opinion, I feel that City Hall is on board with this. It's not, it wasn't just a campaign gimmick. I believe in my heart and soul that they're on board with this. And I don't even bat an eye when I say that. But like you said, there's some red tape.
I agree with you. I think the dynamics are right now. I mean, the land,
yep.
The politicians are in place. What's going on in the political climate in Los Angeles, what the issues are, and having a common goal for people to work towards. Southern California is huge. Automotive industry and interest is huge. We have a lot of active people with guidance and direction, getting them all working toward a common goal. We can accomplish anything we want to.
Oh, hell yeah, man. I'll tell you, man, I am so geeked about this now. I mean, I've been posting it on my Facebook. I've been putting it out there. I am highly committed to this, and that's why I want the Grudge Inc. family and the people that listen to the show and all the shows, that I know this will spread out to the other listeners and stuff like that. You know, I really, really want these guys just to simple go on to Project Street Legal, Terminal Island Raceway, hit the like button, have a nice day. That's all you got to do. I'm asking as a favor to do this for me because, you know, it's going to carry more weight. And maybe if somebody looks at it, researches it, and sees it, there's people from all over the United States that want this track there, not just the local people. Everybody does.
Yeah, it's all about relationships. We have to build positive relationships with a whole lot of different people, different walks of life, and those relationships will come to fruition. That's what we have to do.
Yeah, like I said, I'm geeked. I mean, I'm really, really into this whole thing. And like I said, man, I can't wait. I mean, seeing it there, just seeing the road again. For me, it brought back so many memories of going over there with my cousin's drag bike, going over there with my car. You know, just so much, and it's just a lot of good things that happened over there. And it's like a parting of the Red Sea right now, and I just think that this is the prime time now. Now is go time, man. It's past the point of no return, and now we got to have it. We just got to have it now.
Yeah, I really like your idea of a national or a city monument or a historical landmark. I mean, get the track
in,
and then it's there for the community forever and can't be taken away again. We got to dream big. Go for it.
Yep.
Because
I think if we got the right people in office now, and they're going to help us get this track, that same group of people, hopefully, if we play our cards right, will grant that or help us get that put into place too, so it won't go anywhere.
Yeah, well, see, the thing is about the politicians, they have to listen to their constituents.
Yeah.
And if you have very few constituents that are actually voting in your election or talking to you, those that do, especially if they come from a position of power, have to be listened to. They can't ignore you, especially if they're registered voters, if they're active in the community, if they're talking to the neighborhood councils, if they're talking to Empower LA, if they're using the social media that the politicians have set up, their Facebook pages, their Twitter pages, the LAPD's Twitter page, sheriff's Twitter page. They all have social interactions, and they're looking at them. They're monitoring them just like we do. Now's the time to let them know. This is what we want, and this is how many of us want it. It can't be ignored.
Right. And you know the funny part about it is that when you said, and I didn't know you were at 40, but you see it every single day. You're right there. It is in your backyard. I was like, holy shit.
When I was a kid, I used to look over the wall and watch the races while I was at work.
Well, you know, we have a couple friends, believe it or not, that we both have that are firemen, and we're talking about it, and you know, I'm good friends with the Monroys and Lee Jabora, you know, and I'm telling these guys, man, we got to do this. And they just told me flat out to follow your lead. So that's what I'm doing, baby. I'm following your lead. So
that's good to hear, my brother. That's good to hear.
So, you know, I think this is something that could be done. And like I said, man, I want to use this media that we have here as much as possible. And really, I want to get to that 5,000 number by the end of the month. I want it to be tapped out or over 5,000 on that site.
Yeah, it's all important. All the numbers are important. What's more important than the likes is actually the talking about this numbers. Those are an average over 7 days. How many people are actually talking about polls, comments, and things that have been placed on the site? There's a lot of metrics that are there that we can use and evaluate. You know, who is our target audience? Who are we hitting? You know, 18 to 34-year-old males.
Yeah.
We just have to take it scientifically and, you know, use the tools that are available to us, just like large media does. No different.
Now how?
We just have on a smaller budget and scale.
Now,
right now.
In your estimate, how much room do we have to run that we could run safely right now? You think 8th mile is it?
Well, if we stay within the radius of the tracks, you know, keeping in mind that I don't have all the information I need on the SIG project and how those tracks are going to be impacted. If we stay in between, and you can double-check it, if you go to Google, they also have a measuring tool that you can download as a plug-in, and you can actually measure points between the radiuses, okay? So we got about 2,800 feet, 2,700 and some change between. So we could do a 1,000-foot track. That would give us 1.5 times what our length is. That would be 2,500 feet, you know, with a little fudge on either end. For safety, security, what have you, whatever the railroad may need from us, we can definitely get an 8 mile in there and fit it. If we can go over the tracks at the eastern end, possibly raise up the asphalt and run across the tracks, put down something that, you know, won't affect traction or safety, working with either railroad schedule or finding out what's going to happen with those tracks, we can get a quarter mile in there. There's just enough distance. If you look at the map, the current map, you'll see a green pointed area to the east end that's just east of the tracks. We can run across from there and get a quarter mile in with safety.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. There's a lot of dynamics. There's a lot of variables. I mean, we can always drop down to an 8 mile. We know we can get that there, and if we want to go 1,000 foot, we can do that. It all depends on a lot of dynamics. There's lots of moving parts. Hope I answered your question.
I was looking, you know, the east to west way, the way, you know, it used to be, and I was looking. I was trying to look from north to south also, and trying to envision something that way, too.
Yeah, it would have to be east to west, and ideally it would be a little bit further south from the fire station because those people do live and sleep there. So if we can get it further south, that would have impact the noise on the occupants of the island.
Right.
Not to mention if we ran east to west, the opposite of the way that it used to be, the impact on sound. Sure, there's going to maybe sun issues depending on, you know, season and time of day, but, you know, nature is something we're always going to have to deal with. All we can do is, you know, hope for the best that we can get.
Yeah, well, like I said, I'm so excited about this thing. I really am, because I'm when I went down there and I saw it, and I was just like, holy shit, this is wide open.
Yeah,
It's just itching for some rubber.
Yeah.
It's just waiting for, you know, got
some issues to deal with. You know, public-private cooperation and community involvement with government is what can make it happen. The economy is changing. You know, things are turning around. Looking at the numbers, what's happening? Is the time to strike now? I think it is.
Now, as far as people in that area, it's just the station, right? Because there's nothing else there that would be open on the weekend. I know the customs building's there, but they're not there on the weekend. So it's just the station we have to respect.
There are people that use that facility over the weekends for different issues. I can't really go into right now. But we also have the prison facility and the Coast Guard base. There are other people that are on the island in addition to the workers on the docks.
Uh-huh.
You know, and they're there, but most of, you know, outside of the prison and the Coast Guard base, fire station, most people don't sleep there.
Right. Well, I'm just, the reason why I was wondering is because I wonder how those people, if they would be on board with this or...
I met with the, and don't quote me, I think it was a pile drivers union the other day, and they're on board. He has letters from the Teamsters. I believe it's Teamsters. I'd have to check with him to see exactly who he has letters from. But he's been making contacts on the docks.
Good deal. I'm so excited. The last Google thing that I saw was the Coke dock was still there.
If you zoom in too far, it'll show the Coke facility. But however, if you zoom out, you'll see the empty land via Google.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's deceptive.
Yeah, I want to snapshot it and send it to Jay Barnes and have him take a look, let him see. Jay Barnes is the, I call him the boss, but he's the president of Grudge Inc. And I want him to see what we're up to, and I really want to get everybody with Grudge Inc. involved in this. And like I said, going on the website, just hitting the like button, I think that's huge for us, because then, you know, when there are things happening, they'll know about it too.
Yeah. Also, don't forget that we have a Twitter page associated. They can follow us on Twitter. You know,
I didn't have that. What's the Twitter? Give us the Twitter address.
That's LA Street Legal.
Oh, it's the same thing? Oh, okay.
Well, the difference is, you know, one is Projects on Facebook. It's Project Street Legal, Terminal Island Raceway. However, on Facebook, it's just LA Street Legal.
Okay. No, on Twitter, it's LA Street Legal, right?
Sorry, yes, that's correct.
Okay.
You're right. Thanks for catching that.
Yeah. Oh. Because I don't want to get all bounced around like, oh, shit. With 44 double D's Twittering me back and saying, hey, no. I'm looking for Street Legal, not Street Action.
At LA Street Legal is the Twitter handle.
Okay. Yeah, so I'm glad about
with that Facebook page. So if there you look on the Facebook page, there's a Twitter link. All the feeds from Twitter are right there on the page also.
Good deal.
Right
so
next
I,
to the light.
I have a Twitter account. I just, you know what, I don't know how to use it. I barely know how to get on the computer, so.
That's okay.
But I'll figure it out. Or maybe I'll have my 10-year-old daughter figure it out for me.
Resources. Got to use your available resources.
That's it. I'm really excited about this, man. I really am because I can visualize it, seeing it happen, and I don't want to sound like a broken record or anything, but, man, I just people need to go out there and just see what's out there from our area, from the South Bay, and the ones that say, you know, it'll never happen, it's not going to happen, it's all bullshit. Go out there and see for yourself, people, because this thing's there, and it's waiting, it's primed, it's like a fruit tree waiting to be picked, you know. We just now's the time to strike on this, and I think we gotta be hit it hard and be overwhelming with all of our you know convictions and get after this.
That's the way it's gonna happen. We get organized and let our voices be heard and our actions positive. Things that we do can make the project work.
Yeah, I really do. I really see this going down. I really see this happening, and I'm excited for this area because I'll be honest. When this track comes, I want to have a grunting event there and bring all these guys from the south and up north and back east and let them race their cars at a true sea level when they're only like about 10 feet off the water. Any closer to sea level as that is you're drinking the water. So, yeah, exactly. You know, the good thing,
yeah.
You know, the good thing is a lot of these guys don't have a lot of chrome on their cars because if they did, you know, their bumpers may rust while they're out here with the salt air.
By the time they get back.
But you know what? That place
nice.
Is prime.
Yep. World-class port, world-class drag strip. Run what you brung, tow what you broke.
Yep. And hope you brung enough. And the good thing about it is it's like, you know, a lot of the guys that we've been back east to see and go race, you know, and talking with them, you know, they all want to come out here. They all want to come out because they want to hang out in shorts and flip-flops and take a feel what I feel every single day. Dyson, what's that white stuff that you guys get that fall from the sky again? What's it called?
Hey, don't even start.
Snow, that's what it is. Yeah, we don't get none of that shit out here.
Don't even start.
I told you, we get rain, we get fog,
and
intense heat, and occasionally we get earthquakes.
Yeah.
And we have the finest smog that you could find. You won't find anywhere in the United States. Anything like that. That's bonus. Where can you go and see orange skies? That's right, baby. California.
That's the layers, and we've done a whole lot better since the 60s as far as
yeah.
You know, don't forget our clean air requirements.
Oh, yeah.
We're the green state.
Hey, Tyson, just want to let you know, I painted my hood.
Oh, shit.
It was getting a little feet in the sun, so I had to get some, I had to get the rattle can out and give
I'm not telling you because it's the only place.
It's the only place in Southern California that's selling me rattle can red because you've been telling everybody not to. So I had to go underground, baby. I had to go deep underground.
I'm gonna put a bulletin out on their ass, goddamn it. I'm gonna find them.
It's like the old moonshining days, baby. I had to go deep in the mud.
Man.
So if you want to stay on the line, Phil, there's some other things we want to get to, but stay on the line if you want, you know, because we're going to keep hitting back and forth to the Street Legal, the Project Street Legal, because I want people... As we get viewers and people calling in, I'm gonna stay on this all night long because I want to see that number jump. I saw where it started, where it was at the beginning of the show, and I'm hoping that people will take quick time to, you know, just jump over there real fast and just give it a quick click.
Oh yeah, I'm sure it'll click click.
Yeah, that's all. I'm gonna get off the line right now. But I'll be checking back. Listen.
Okay.
Thanks to you.
All right,
once
man.
Again.
All right, thanks a lot, man. All right, man. Yeah, that's one of the guys that's been busting his ass out here trying to get us this track, Tyson. And I'll tell you, man, I was thinking of one spot, you know, doing a little bit further down the road. But when I saw this one there, I was just like, this has got to be the one. This has got to be the place. This is where we got to have it.
Right.
You know, and I don't know what happened to Kev, man. Kev must have dropped off.
I think he probably dropped off. It sounded like I heard him trying to say something. His phone was staticking. So he must have dropped off.
Well,
I'm sure rooting for y'all, man. I'd sure like to see that happen. I did, Kevin.
You know, I'm hoping that it will. I mean, you know, I'm hoping that it does. And if it works out good for us, man, I'm telling you, this place will be busy, and it'll be a good time, man. It'll be
successful. That's for sure.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Without a doubt, man, because you know it was before,
right?
And you know it's like, oh, who knows? We'll see what happens, man. Hey, no, sit tight. We're gonna get to a caller right now. 414-6614. Your mic is live. What we got?
Yo, this Stokes Eastside Stranglers.
What's going on? What are you guys
doing? I ain't up to nothing. I'm at work. I just calling in, man, to see what happened out in Maryland, man.
We haven't got any reports in yet from Maryland or Chicago yet, so.
Okay.
I
forgot about Drag Race, too. I think tomorrow I'm going to try to see if I can squeeze the time in tomorrow. I'm going to try to go down to the drag race tomorrow, too, if I can squeeze some time, man.
Well, yeah, he's got one going. I think he's today and tomorrow, so hopefully he's going to call in a little bit and give us a report. I'm kind of curious how those kids, the Young Bucks, did the junior dragsters. They had a grudge race with the junior dragsters, so.
Okay.
I definitely need to know how that went down, man.
Oh, yeah. I think it was Three Love's son and another guy's son.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, going at it with the junior dragster, had a grudge race with the junior dragster.
That's
yeah.
Cool, man. Getting the young bloods in right away, man. They don't need to grow up to learn how to drag race.
Oh, yeah.
their education going to be on the track. Hey, that's it.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, that's
I figure probably about another half hour they'll start calling in with reports and stuff,
okay.
Giving us a 411 on everything.
Oh,
I just wanted to see what the boy from Chicago did out in Maryland.
Yeah, they'll be calling in.
Yeah. I was really curious to see what Daye did, man. That's why I really want to see who did.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Most likely, he probably went over there and dominated again.
Yeah, man.
They was trying to throw everybody at him. They were trying to find him.
They were trying to find people
to come and.
Man, I looked at that race, man. That first time they went out there, man. I showed it to a guy I work with, man. He was laughing like a motherfucker. He was like, "The dude actually want to race him." I said, "You should get there." I know they bet it.
Yeah, but are they gonna really race Daye? Are they making Daye disconnect this and disconnect that and do all that stuff like that?
They can't even get their cars to run on the motor. One thing about down there in Maryland, Maryland Tech, they don't take nothing off. They run your high up. They ain't taking nothing off their car. They got a lot of big tire cars, from what I've seen.
Daye's car. It's the Malibu, right? G body.
No, he got the Regal.
Phase
and the Regal. Yeah. He had that in Lena.
Yeah, pretty black Regal. Yeah.
Yeah, that thing's a fucking beast, man.
Yeah.
That Regal ain't no joke.
Yeah. I'm looking, man. Like I say, man. I think, man, at the end of the year, when it's all over, said and done, man, I think he'd be the top one, man. That's my opinion, and that's what I'm going with. I think he'd be in the top. He's up there, but I'm gunning for the top, though.
That's for Joe.
Yeah.
Give him that. He in the top five.
Yeah. Yep. But that boy Cold Killer, he rough, though, right now. Oof.
Yeah, man, he hard to handle.
Yeah, that motherfucker ain't nothing to play with, Jack.
Nah, he hard. And they ain't even, and they still ain't put all the power down yet.
I don't even think they tapped into that car.
No, they still ain't put all the power down yet.
Kev, you there?
Yeah, I'll tell you, Eastside Struggler, I would say that, you know, Daye is doing his thing. I mean, he's traveling and he does his thing. You know, and that's a good thing. And the boys in the East Coast, you know.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I'm going to have something for y'all. We're going to get a shit straight out of the Midwest, the South, and the East Coast. But they actually consider us and them boys out of on the East Coast. They consider us North. Boys from Chicago consider them the Midwest. We got to get from the South and North. I'm going to get it all out, so tell get it out. But, you know, it's still the guys
hey.
You did.
Hey, I want to mention something else too. My guy, Big Shannon, he having a race September 8th too, man, in Chicago with US 41 in Morocco, Indiana, September 8th, man.
Yeah,
it's gonna be like a streetcar grudge race, man. It's gonna be off the chain. It's gonna be a nice big event too.
Yeah, I got some of those flyers when I was down there. That big race.
You got a street car breaking. You gonna find some. Tyson, the guy's choice. They have some hell of a street cars at that Benz race. That big wheel race. Man, I want so much money off that damn Cutlass. Woo-wee. That color's nice.
Woo-wee.
Yeah. He whooped everybody's ass.
Man. I seen him make one pass. I said, Oh yeah, he a sleeper.
Yeah.
Everybody was falling asleep on him.
You know who the sleeper was? If he didn't red light, that box wagon.
Oh yeah, that turbo, yeah.
Ooh man, you would never expected it.
Yeah. But him and that Cutlass ran again. They did a grudge race separate.
Yeah, I'm a
and that Cutlass ran away from him.
Oh yeah. That Cutlass rough,
yeah, they,
man.
Yeah, they did a separate, you know, they done a grudge race on their own. That Cutlass ran away from, I'm like, God damn.
That's how they're getting down there in Chicago.
But you know what? The whole thing of it is, guys, not to cut you guys off, but, you know, back in the days we used to race, if we felt we could get a guy, you know, we ran him. We wouldn't know that shit that Tony about was stiff bitch, you got Willie Myers, or you got
Tyrus.
Exactly
right.
Get you.
Yeah.
Exactly
what we say in Chicago, I'll try your ass. I think you're faster than me. But I'm going to try your ass. If I jump your ass belongs to me.
That's right.
But, you know, I think with the South, the biggest thing with them is they're starting to see how we race, and we're starting to bring them to where we race at. I mean, we don't mind running an eighth of a mile, quarter mile, but, you know,
yeah.
It's like, hey, we ain't kind of hot about that tire side of that bullshit. We want to race.
Get out and move around.
I think one thing with us up here, you know what I'm saying, say like Gagne, you know what I'm saying, he set it in that G-body class. And one thing, you know, about us up north, we don't give a fuck who we try. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's what I like about Gagne. If he can, if he think he can whoop that chassis car down on his ass, he going.
Yes,
man.
Sir.
You know what I'm saying? He just not up to us. I'm just going to run a G-body. He don't give a fuck who he raised. It can be a goddamn pro mod. If he think he can beat it, now he ain't going to race it.
Right. And it's just like it's like this. Yeah. You know, another thing that had me, like, kind of like, when I came back around, started going back to the track and stuff with my guys, I started hearing a big thing about the 28 and 29. What the, like, I'm trying to figure out what's the difference. You know what I'm saying? We did a whole show on that.
We did a whole show about that, about the 28-29. Why somebody don't want to race someone on a 28 or in there on a 20 or vice versa? You know, man, I've raced up guys where I've got 28s on my car. I raced cars on 31s and drug them down the track. All this stuff is just it's bullshit.
And I remember one of my guys, I think he probably had he probably had like 29s on his car at one point. And he raced a car with some big-ass tires, some motherfucking 33s on that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? We on the streets, you know, just street racing.
Huh.
My guy blew his ass clean the fuck back. You know what I'm saying? When I heard that shit, like, they crying about tire size? What the fuck type shit is that? Well, it must mean make a difference in the eighth of a mile, but out the back door, shit, this all depends on your big end.
Well, put it this way, guys. It makes a lot of difference on the way your car is set and the way it's tuned and, you know, as far as the chassis concerned. But here from Detroit and Chicago, people could talk about that bullshit. And I want to say, for guys from Maryland, they don't do that shit, okay? We've always looked at a guy and we thought we could get him. We thought we had a chance.
Yeah.
You know, we were going to try him. The whole thing was to try the guy. Okay?
Yeah.
You didn't bet a lot. You know, you might bet $800.
What it all fell down to? What it 29 and 28? We wasn't into that shit. That's down south.
Right. We never was.
And a couple of cats from up north, you know what I'm saying, Chicago, Detroit, you know, a lot of the guys went down there. And now it's like, we almost doing what they doing down south.
Man, I'm
not
going to
run
you, man.
Unless you're on a 29. Oh,
yeah,
my car's 28. I'm not going to run you. Well, you got to have
bar. That's crazy.
At 28. Well, damn, my car worked with the shit I got on it. So you not going to race me?
That shit crazy, man. That shit sound crazy. It just sound crazy to me, though.
Shit, to us, that was a kick to us. If we beat a big tire car with Willie Bar, with a street car, you know what I'm saying? With a car that don't look like nothing. Shit, that's, you know what I'm saying? That was the fun thing. Like, damn, we beat this goddamn car, look like a pro mod.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So, I wish it go back the way it used to be because, you know, it's more fun, you know what I mean? And this drag racing, it's going to be a winner, it's going to be a loser. Yeah. And that's life. You know, if you win, that'll make you no better man. If you lost, that's just saying that, hell, you're a race.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Oh, no. Oh, man, I don't know, man. Some people, it make me think like some people scared to lose, man.
That's what it's all about, man.
It comes together. Somebody got to win, somebody got to lose.
Somebody got to lose, you know?
Yeah.
You know, I got a shirt out here. It's a baseball shirt. And it says, don't be afraid to play baseball if you're afraid to strike out. Basically, it's like, go out and do what you do. If you strike out, you strike out. If you lose, you lose. It's just one race.
That's it. That's it. I mean, look at all these big names.
Unless you drive in the gangster boot too, and you know, have a string of bad luck or something like that, then it's time to chase them.
Yeah.
I had to throw that one in.
That's all it is, man.
Hey, you know what? That's you know, like y'all just said that, like, they brought the down, everything to go down south, up north. It's like, I ain't seen or heard nothing about a shootout going out the back door. Everything 8 miles.
Right. Yep.
And like I said before, I just come back around into it. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, everybody run 8 miles now. What the fuck is this shit?
Right, what the hell going on? Yeah.
Right, but you know, it's cool or whatever. I ain't got nothing against it, but you know, this just ain't something that I'm used to, you know, used to seeing every time we go to the track. But you know, it's cool.
That's their thing over there because it's a lot of 8 mile tracks and quarter mile tracks. So I understand that. But up here, we didn't do no 8 mile track unless the weather was bad, unless the wind was high. You know what I mean? They cut it down to an eighth of a mile. But as far as we racing 8 mile, we ain't never did it. Everybody ran out the back door.
And that's all I ever knew. But you know, but like I said, 8 mile is cool too, though. You know.
Oh yeah.
You just used to going out that back door. Well, seeing the car go out the back door.
Yeah.
Because like you know, that's how I think some of the guys get messed over in the racing. Because the car probably set to go out the back door, but you would try a guy that car set to run the eighth. See what I'm saying?
Right.
It's tuned and everything. Right. Your car tuned to go out the back door. There you go. Wear your ass out every time.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
And it's hard to tune a car where you run this guy, he going to run out the back door. Then you got to come back and retune it because the next race, they run into the eighth. You know what I'm saying? That's a lot of goddamn work setting up two or three different tunes, and you lock up with two people or three people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you setting your car up for two or three different tunes. Okay, you want to do it for the eighth? Goddamn, you want to do it to the quarter? Damn, you know what I mean?
Hey guys, listen, we got the board lighting up right now. I think this call might be from Maryland right now. 202-2474. Your mic is live. Who's this?
This is Tricky Ricky. What's happening, fellas?
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, man.
What's going on, man?
Oh,
nothing, man.
Very, very, very depressing and frustrating day for me.
What happened?
Oh, everything. You know, I guess as most of y'all know, we had the Grudge Inc. Custom Tees racing Grudge After Dark at the Maryland International Raceway today, and I just had a host of problems from my suspension being bad on the front of my dually to it raining, having to try to find an open trailer to put my car on, and just a whole lot of stuff that went on. And sometimes they say when you're having a bunch of problems, just let it go.
Right.
Mm.
I didn't even make it to the track today.
Oh man.
Well, Rick, you know what, Rick? Hey, Rick, you fight to live another day, brother. Hey, look at that way. You live to fight another day. You know.
Yeah,
that's it, man.
I mean, you know, for me, the bad part, you know, I didn't make it to the track, but I didn't I actually didn't have any locked in races. My show Thursday, if you guys don't know, I'm a grudging governor of Maryland. So I got a show on Thursdays, and we had Donye on and Gunning Picks, and Donye pretty much backed out of the race. Said he didn't want to run any cars that have shown their time before or class race cars. So basically he said he wasn't going to run me or anybody else. And then I was told that he had shown his time at a race somewhere. I think the last time he tagged the wall with his car, they said he showed the time at a race. But I don't know. That just kind of went out the window. And besides him, the another guy was supposed to race. He never said anything else about races. So I didn't have any locked-in races, any of you. So I guess it was just the way the cookie crumbled today.
Right, right. Yeah, you know, it beats like that. You know what I mean? It's a good thing, you know. Like you say, you live to fight another day. You know, we all had those problems. We all had the gremlins, and so.
Yeah.
Hey, but you know, just sometimes that stuff like that.
It was probably one of those days. It was like, you know what, man? You need to stay at home.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Might have been one of those days, you know.
That's a sign, man. That's an omen. Just say, hey, things not going to go good. If it starts out bad, all it's going to do is get worse. Stay home. Sometimes you just got to take one on the chin and do it. Do what someone's telling you to do without telling you. They're just saying, hey, take a day off today.
That's it.
Yeah.
You know, that's funny. That's funny because I want to tell you a quick story. That's along the same lines, Rick. Every Friday night, I go out when I was racing dirt bikes, and I've been racing motocross since I was a kid. Well, the day that I'm gonna go load up the bike, the side gate is locked, and my dad's not home, my mom's not home. I'm like, what the hell? They know every Friday, I come get my bike to go racing. This time there's a padlock on the gate, and there's never a lock there. So what do? I climb the fence, take the gate off the hinges, take the bike out, go out racing. In the heat race, I got into a motorcycle. I got into an accident. I broke three ribs, separated my shoulder, cracked my collarbone, or broke my collarbone, had a collapsed lung, and went to cardiac arrest two times. The night before, my father had a dream that I was killed on my motorcycle, and that's why he locked the gate. How's that for craziness?
Wow.
So after that, I've learned, hey, if the stars aren't lining up for me to go, I don't go.
Yeah.
True story, yeah. I was in the hospital for 4 days.
Man, that's crazy.
Hey, guys, I'm going to go back in on a break, man. I'm going to catch you guys a little later, all right?
All right, man.
All right. Hey, but don't forget, man. Hey, they're going to have that streetcar shootout, man, out there at Morocco, Indiana. We got Big Shannon throwing it, September 8th.
For sure.
All right, so y'all all right. Y'all enjoy the rest of y'all weekend. Y'all be safe out there.
All right, baby.
Too,
well. We'll talk to you.
All right.
Hey, well, if you don't mind me asking, I was hearing you got a couple of y'all conversating about eighth mile and quarter mile. What was that discussion about?
Well, just, you know, I see out here we have an eighth mile track, but I guess just certain places just do eighth mile, and other people do quarter mile. And the discussion we had about that a while back was, you know, If it's, you know, down towards the south, you guys run an eighth mile and you go up north to someplace else, why do you still run an eighth mile? How come you don't run the quarter mile, or how come you don't run the race where you're going to? Because I my car's a quarter mile car. I know a lot of people have more people with quarter mile cars that can run the eighth.
but a lot of people are set up for eight. I just prefer to run out the back door myself.
So were you speaking on the difference in the setup, or just the difference in the preference of who wants to run quarter mile versus who wants to run 8 mile?
Well, it's probably both. You know, it's how you set your car up. I mean, if you're down south and, you know, most of your tracks are all 8 mile, you're gonna tend to, you know, set your car up that way and leave that set up. But like when we came out to Lena, you know, that car was on a quarter mile setup, and we changed it to the 8 mile setup to go to Lena. Or we're at Hattiesburg is actually where we were supposed to race at. So it's just like because down there that's how they run.
Mm-hmm.
But if we were to race someone from the south out here in California, where we run a quarter mile, why would we have to set up our car to run the 8 mile?
To me, it's personally really no difference. Some use that as an excuse. I feel, and that's just my opinion. But those who don't use it for an excuse, yeah, they may gear their car differently for 8 mile versus quarter mile. You know what I mean? But I was always told, and it was bred into me, to set your car up to run quarter mile. But if you run 8 mile, you just make some small changes. And this is small changes, like in, you know, timing or how soon you may turn your nitrous on or something like that. I'm not talking, you know, you got to go back to the trailer and change the gear and do all this crazy stuff like that. I mean, that's wild to me. I hear that same stuff too. People talking about, you know, they set up to run this way and run that way. And here over here in Maryland, I mean, we our tracks are quarter mile tracks, but we, you know, run 8 mile and quarter mile. So if you set up to run one, you should be set up to run both.
Both, right.
Yeah, I'll be honest. I don't make any changes as far as from the 8 mile to the quarter mile. I don't change gear. I don't. It's gonna just run. My car's just gonna run what it does. I don't think that gear change is gonna make that much of a difference if you're keeping the same horsepower. I don't run nitrous, so I just run on the motor. So change is really outside of a motor change or something like that.
It will make a difference. It does make a difference. You know what I mean? If your motor is designed to make power at a certain RPM and you got to be at a certain RPM going across the strike in the quarter and you're going to run 8 mile, then you got to kind of try to achieve the same thing in a shorter distance. So
shorter distance, yeah.
That's where that change would come into play, but you being naturally aspirated is a whole nother ball game versus, you know, nitrous powered.
Definitely.
So, you know,
I mean,
timing affects a naturally aspirated motor a lot more drastic than a nitrous motor does. I'm not saying that nitrous isn't drastic, but one degree will affect a naturally aspirated motor much more than it would a nitrous motor.
Mm-hmm.
So we got a guy over here that class raced with us in the 10-5 class. He got a naturally aspirated, actually got an old Jim Cunningham Pro Stock motor in a 64 Ford Fairlane behind the stick. And shoot, that dude can add or take away 1 or 2 degrees of time, man. His car speed up or slow down a lot.
Right.
So, yeah, it do make a difference. But
it make a difference, yeah.
No, that was just, you know, something that it was more of, we were talking about that show, we were talking about that, tire size.
Oh, yeah. It was mainly, you know, we were just saying that, you know, a lot of guys use that to get out of a race.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Oh, shit, I'm on the phone. God darn it.
Oh yeah, that's what it was. So did the show rain out over there, Ricky?
No, actually, somebody texted me now. I know one of the local guys, he got an S10 truck called Kryptonite. He beat a Coupe Performance Mustang earlier. And then they said they ran again, but I haven't heard anything from that. JC. If you guys know of him, J.C. Richardson, who has a back half 59 Camaro, he lost to a guy named Tony Hatton with a Vega. And
a Vega? Hold on. Trick.
Yeah.
Trick.
He lost to Vega. Hey,
Trick. Now, you know, I'm your boy, Kev. Don't say that for Tyson. Tyson cannot stand a Vega.
Huh?
I said, my boy Tyson on the show, he cannot stand a Vega. Does Tyson get off? Do not let
him. Look, you mean Tyson can't? Tyson don't like the word Vega?
They done muted my damn mic. See how they do me, Rick?
No.
Muted my goddamn mic.
Wait, hold on. I got to open up this mic real quick. I gotta open up this mic real quick, man. It's my boy, Chad.
Trick. Don't go nowhere either.
Hold on, Ken. Chad, you there, Chad?
Yeah.
What's up, man?
Hold on. Cousin Chad.
What's going on, Chad? What's happening, man?
Same old shit. I don't know. I just got a call saying someone was fucking talking shit about the Oklahoma boys and. I'm just sitting here like I've only called them out 15 different fucking times and told fucking Asian to call me and told Chief to call me and told fucking every goddamn buddy in their whole motherfucking crew to call me, and my phone never fucking rings.
Who is talking shit now?
I just got a call from fucking B-Rad from CPR telling me to call in because you guys were talking about the Oklahoma guys and about the Oklahoma guys coming out to California. And as far as I'm concerned, the Oklahoma guys coming out to California is about the same odds of me winning the motherfucking lottery.
Oh, shit.
You don't think they're going to come, Chad?
I don't fucking think so. If they were going to come, they wouldn't have come out here and fucking hung out and tried to check out some cars and watch some fucking test passes. They would have came out with some motherfucking cars ready to race.
You would think.
Tricky Ricky, you still on the phone?
Yeah, I already called those guys out at least 10 different times on their own page on Facebook. I put my phone number up there. I put my address up there. I put every fucking bit of information that they would ever need to get a hold of me. And it seems like every time I put any information for them to get a hold of me to get a race with me, the thread automatically dies and nobody ever responds again.
Hey, Chad, this cousin Kev, you know me, right?
Yeah.
Now, we got Tricky Ricky from the East Coast. Now, where I'm wearing Tricky Ricky is, them boys like to run, and Tricky Ricky will run them boys. He got a problem, though. Anybody talk about them boy Tricky Ricky now? We're going to have that shit over tonight in Denver.
Oklahoma ain't going nowhere but 2 hours away from where they drive, or 2-3 hours away to Texas.
Goddamn right. Tyson, now you got Tyson. Give me 1 second. Give me 1 second, please, sir. Okay. Chad, we had a video that was put out and said, where is Chad? I got very offensive about this video.
Whoa, what? There's a video asking, where is Chad?
Yeah. Let me speak. And they said, where is Chad? Okay? Now, I'm going to live for Tricky Ricky, and these guys are racist like you are. Where the fuck was they at when you came down south to race, and they rushed the race, and you couldn't get a race?
I can ask where is Chad all they want, but guess what? I mean, everybody knows the plain and simple fact is I'm easy as hell to get a hold of.
Okay,
I don't hide my phone number. I don't hide my Facebook. I don't hide what my car runs. I don't hide a damn thing. I'm the easiest person in the racing world probably to get a hold of. My phone number is right on my Facebook page. It ain't even like you got to ask me for my phone number. It's right there on my Facebook page.
What I'm saying, Chad, you got real wrestling nights. Tricky Ricky is the same way. He's in the East Coast. Tricky Ricky ain't back from nobody. But they want to talk shit about Tricky Ricky. They want to talk shit about Chad. They want to talk shit about Daniel. They want to talk about everybody. But you guys are trying to race. I mean, trying to race. Don't get me wrong. You're trying to, and you guys are traveling to a race. Oklahoma, they made a video, and I just want to say this, sir, and don't take it wrong. Oklahoma said bring the best 5 cars in California, and they're going to bring us 5 from Oklahoma. They talked a bunch of shit. Now, in this video, no one said anything about you. But in this video, they put words and said, where was Chad? Now, Chad, you are my boy. You are
where's
my,
Chad
where Tricky
from?
Ricky is there.
Where's Chad from, Kevin?
I'm from California.
He's from California. What
kind of car do you have, Chad?
I got a stock suspension Mustang.
Okay. Well, let me just voice my opinion real quick, and I said this on my show Thursday.
Give me your number to call me. Give people your number real quick.
Oh, okay, hold on. Let me get this out. What I see that's going on with the guys from Oklahoma is nothing that's no different that's going on anywhere else in the United States of America. Every state has some form of street racing that's going on. It's just to what extent is it, and just so having these guys have lucked up and got a television program out of it. But it's no different than nothing else that goes on.
I could put a $10,000 call out for anybody to come to California. You know, I could easily make a video tomorrow saying I got a $10,000 call out for anybody to come to California and race me on the street, and that don't mean anybody's ever gonna fucking show up.
Well, no, this was my point. The car that they're showing on the show, They look good. The show, in my eyesight, gives a fairly good look into the drag racing world on the grudge side.
No, I mean
they're not very explicit with a whole lot, but you know it they show like Chuck. Chuck is your typical guy that's going to be everywhere. There's some grudge racing going on. A loudmouth, thank you, cocky. Got a car that run fairly good, but he loud mouth and cocky. You got that guy everywhere. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Right.
Then you got the quiet guy that got a nice car that run good. You know, he want to do some action, but he like hit or miss.
No, I mean I ain't gonna knock them. They got some bad motherfuckers on that show. Murder Nova is a bad motherfucker. You know, I mean, they got a couple other cars on there that are bad motherfuckers. I mean, there ain't no doubt that they're not bad motherfuckers that race on the street. But the whole thing where they fucked up in my eyes is when they wanted to sit there and say that they have the fastest street raced cars in the country. That's where they fucked up in my eyes.
Hold on. Before that, they got beat. They got beat by a Z with that murder.
From
no,
California.
Kelly beat him. Kelly beat him in the Z.
No, Kelly beat him in the 56. He went out there with the 56 and he beat the Murder Nova with the 56. And then they were supposed to run it back the next day. And then something happened and they couldn't run it back the next day.
Well, can y'all tell me this? I was told that, or heard rather, that the Murder Nova lost to a Super.
Stop. The Murder Nova what?
Lost to a Supra. A Toyota Supra.
No. Hold on.
I haven't heard about that.
Okay. Hold on. We got more California callers calling around. I want to grab this call real quick.
Let's get them in.
310-9800. Is this who I think it is? Randy,
yes, sir.
What's up, baby? What's going on, man?
What's up?
We just kicking this Oklahoma City shit around.
That's all I'm gonna be doing, kicking this shit around.
You think they're gonna come?
All I want to know is when the fuck are they gonna be here? That's all I want to know. When are they gonna show up? 2 weeks.
Hey Chad. They're trying to do a 1941 sneak attack. I think that's what they're trying to do. That's my personal opinion. You know my co-host from California. I'm from Detroit. Tyson. Tyson was speaking on that highly. Him and Taylor just can't seem to like them guys. And I'm gonna just tell you now. I look at it like this.
Now, don't get me wrong. I wouldn't go to the point and say I don't like them. But like Chad said, what they fucked up and said is they got the fastest car. You know what I'm saying?
In the nation.
Now that I don't agree with. If you can say that, that means you can go anywhere and back that shit up.
Well, Tyson, from what I hear, what they're trying to do is actually go out and back up their claim.
Hey, one at a time, Kev. Hold on. Go ahead, Chad.
So from what I hear now, that's what they're trying to do. Now, allegedly, they're going to actually try and back up their claim to be the fastest in the nation, and you can't claim that without going out of your own backyard.
They say he is traveling. Okay.
Hold on, guys. Give me 1 second. I'll shut the fuck up for tonight.
No, you won't.
Yes, I will. No, I will. Hold on one second. Did we organize to try and be on the track? Are we doing events to try and be a track? Chad and Tim, they travel to be on the track and say, hey, we're on track. Okay, and Chad's right. They're trying to proclaim they're the fastest motherfucker on the street.
But you gotta understand this. They gotta go out, they have to beat their chest, they have to get ratings. That's what's gotta make their show work. So by them saying we're the fastest in the land, everybody's gonna be like, fuck you, you ain't shit. And then what happens is everybody comes to them.
Yeah, it totally works for their ratings, but I've already been to Georgia twice. I've been to fucking Mississippi. I've been pretty much as far as anybody's willing to travel for a race. And I had never seen anybody from Oklahoma or from Texas at any of the races that I've been to.
You know what I wish, man? I wish we could get some cars from across the country, man, to come race these guys, too. Since we get them in our backyard, if we get them in our backyard, I like to see King Kong run against these guys. I like to see Donnier run against them. Ricky, I'd like to see you get a shot at these fucking clowns. Hold on, Tail.
We can call Wick right now.
I can't hear nothing. I got too much background noise, man.
I'm sorry, I'm in the middle of a bar. I'll walk around. I'm in the middle of a casino. I just got done with a hold'em tournament.
Okay. Hey, Chad.
Yeah.
This is what I want to say about Chad.
There was a video this week that I looked at. And I called Taylor. I said, Taylor, you see this video? And I said, Taylor, I've never seen the video. I said, Taylor, I've never seen the video. They put you in California. It was Taylor, Chad, and Matt. And they showed the boys who came from California to run in Mississippi. Okay. I'm not saying the guys in California don't shit. I can't even say other shit they want to say. But you can't talk shit about Chad, Taylor, and Matt. You can't talk shit about them. These motherfuckers have traveled and won a race. And when they show up, they can't get a race. What's the problem?
Yeah.
What's the problem?
And that's the whole thing. Is it's like I've never, and nobody can ever say, and anybody can bring up any recording ever, and you know I've never sat there and claimed to be the baddest motherfucker in California because I'm nowhere near the baddest motherfucker in California. But
Chad,
I will travel, and I will race anybody.
Let me co-sign for you right now, and my buddy that's on the phone from Detroit right now, he said the same thing. Chad, everybody, let me show you the difference between these motherfuckers in California, these motherfuckers in Oklahoma talking shit. Let me tell you right now. You, Tail, Matt, have respect in the racing game, in the grudge game, okay? You guys have showed up to race and said, let's race, and you couldn't get a race. Or you might have had a race and they backed out. You guys showed up, so this is my thing, okay? I drive a truck for a living. You guys might have showed up. I'm giving a scenario. And you can quote me wherever you want to quote. You guys would show up over 1,100, 1,200 miles to do a race. Everybody wanted to see that race. But when they see Chad leave, we don't want to fuck with Chad.
Yeah.
We don't want to fuck with Tail. We don't want to fuck with Matt. I'm not getting no bullshit. What I'm saying is that.
No, I mean literally that's the exact same thing. That's exactly what happened in Mississippi. When I showed up on a cold-ass track that the only other person that was working on was Boost 12, was the only other car that worked on that track, and I roll out and first pass go fucking 119 60 foot on the back tires. And, I mean, before I ever even thought about getting a race, I was already fucking blackballed from getting a race.
Yes, sir, you was. He Tail, Chad, and Matt. You were 100%. You were 100%. You guys were.
Well, next time when I see Tayo and Chad, goddammit, y'all got the back tie. Hello, you know, mute my mic. I'm muted my mic. Hello.
So you're still there, Chad. Baby? You're still there.
Chad and Tayo, y'all. I'm gonna tell you right now, and my calls will say this. You boys did what you had to do, okay? Show respect. You guys came down. And this is what I'm saying. This is what I got to say. I got to say this. CPR.
You don't say it.
Pool,
you don't say it.
I got to say this. But you guys have been, those guys come from talking
go.
Shit. They want to know them. They say this. They said one night, Chad drove almost 2,500 miles and they get a race. But did anybody say that Chad had a race and people didn't want to race Chad? Didn't want to race Tail. Didn't want to race them. And they said, well, you know, we'll do it another day. But these guys traveled 2,500 miles to make a race. Or I'm just giving a scenario. They drove 2,000 miles to make a race.
Well, look at it like this. The moral of the story is the reason why we so hard on these Oklahoma cats is once you get yourself a title, you the baddest in the world. That means you the baddest motherfucker around, and you don't give a fuck where you got to go to kick a motherfucker ass. That's how I look at it. If I say
exactly,
I'm the baddest
exactly.
in the world,
if Chad
is on there texting me and on my Facebook talking about I want to whoop your ass, I'll be texting Chad back, pick a date, pick a time.
Hey,
I'm on my way. That, to me, is the baddest motherfucker in the world.
No, and exactly, and that's the whole problem that I got with these Oklahoma cats is, I mean, I got a direct line, you know, I got a direct line to Asian, and I've called Asian, I've texted Asian, I've put it on their Facebook, I've put it on, you know,
every media outlet that I can possibly think of that I will race anything you guys fucking got. And I mean, I'm going to put it straight out there. My car is not as fast as Murder Nova. My car is not as fast as Murder Nova, period. But you want to know what? He brings it to California, and he wants to run that bitch on the fucking on a California street. I'll try it. Period.
Okay, listen. I want to ask this question. Now, Anthony, you still there, right, babe?
Yes, sir.
All right, Anthony. Do you or Chad have or have any way of getting any of their numbers, cell numbers? Because I'll call them right now. If we got a number, I'll call them on this show right now.
I've got Asian's number. I've got Asian's number. That's the only number that I've got.
Well,
that's the closest we're gonna get right now.
I can show you text messages that I sent to Asian 3 days ago, telling him to have Sean or have Chief or have anybody call me and set something up. And I have not gotten a response back.
Well, you know,
I think part of your problem is you're trying to go through the clown of the group to get to the.
Well, I mean, I don't got the numbers to the head. I ain't got the number to the head nigga in charge. If I had the number to the head nigga in charge, I'd be calling that motherfucker. But I don't have that number.
Because he know what the deal is. That's why Chief ain't putting his number out there. Chief is the one that, I guess, set all this stuff up. So if fake so-called say they're the baddest, Chief will have his number out there on Facebook.
That was the funny thing to me is, you know, they came out to California and you know, Pooh made video of them out here in California and shit, and they mentioned all these other race crews, but they made sure not to mention my name, even though I've called, I mean, literally, Midwest Streetcars 405 Racing page, and you can see me calling them out at least 10 different times.
Hey, Chad. On this video, and that's why I was quoting with you, that they said that in this video, no one spoke but on the, you know, tail of what they do when they do little signs. The little sign that said, "Where's Chad?"
I don't remember.
That pissed me off. I left a message. I said, "If you want to see Chad, he's down south. Where the fuck is you?"
I think that might have been Pooh's video. Because Pooh called me the night that they were out here, but I was already in bed, and I was handling some business with my old lady, so I wasn't worried about answering the damn phone. And I got the message the next morning that the Oklahoma boys were out here, but that was all I got was the message the next morning.
Hold on, Chad. Text me Asian's number right now, and I'm gonna call him from the show. And if we get this guy on, hold on. When we get this guy on the show, I don't want everybody jumping on him right away, because then he's just gonna hang up and get scared like Asians do. So I don't want to do that. Okay. Just get him on the show.
Give me 2 minutes. Give me 2 minutes, and I'll check you Asian's number, and then I'll jump back on the show.
Okay. All right. All right, this way.
Well, Asian ain't gonna get on the show, Tayo, because they scared that old farm truck might get called out.
No, hold on.
He's not scared that the farm truck's gonna get called out because nobody's even tried to race that slow ass farm truck. It's the coolest truck in the world. Don't get me wrong, but it's not fast and nobody wants it.
No, I don't want that fucking farm truck on motor. And he can spray that bitch.
Well, I'm just saying, we want that Nova. We want the Turbo GT, and we want the Blue Monte Carlo. Those are the three
right.
we
they'll
want.
They'll boot Monte Carlo ain't shit. They'll boot Monte Carlo.
They'll probably be out. Now listen. We're going to get these guys on the phone right now. We're going to get Asian on the phone. If Asian doesn't answer the phone and it goes to voicemail, please let me leave a voice message for him.
Where's my message?
Without anybody chiming in.
It's your show.
Yeah, so what I want to do is I'm going to leave a message for him. And
where my dog at?
Who are you talking to, Kev?
He's looking for his dog.
Kev's in his own conversation, ain't he?
Hey, guys, I'm sorry.
If you're going to talk off mic, just meet the phone. That's all, babe.
I'm sorry. Hey, guys. Is Tricky Reed still on? He got off.
No, he's still here. Ricky's still here.
I'm going to do the Mississippi Joe on your ass, Kev. Meet your damn mic.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm multitasking. I'm listening to y'all. I'm watching NHIA on ESPN, and I'm watching the
Hey, Trick.
Hey, I'm doing the same thing, Rick.
Hey, Trick.
Yeah.
Now, you know what? All bullshit aside, I'm not asking you to step to the plate because I know you're doing your issues right now. But that murder Nova, he can't fuck with Tricky Ricky.
Oh,
no.
That Nova can't fuck with Tricky Ricky. He in the way.
I'm trying to tell you right now, he can't fuck with Tricky Ricky, dude.
That fucking S10, all of them in the way.
You taking up all my shit? I just had a fucking beer in here.
Okay, hold on, guys. I'm going to open up another mic. I think this might be Martin. Martin, is that you, Martin?
Yeah.
What's up, brother? Boy,
yeah.
We are coming in stereo tonight, man.
Yeah.
We're just getting ready. We're going to give a shout-out to Oklahoma City, man. We're going to get these guys on the air once and for all.
Man, they're a bunch of fucking movie stars.
Nah, they're with a horrible show.
They're pretty much about as entertaining as the Kardashians, and they're about as real as them, too.
Now we're gonna they probably suck as much as them too.
Yeah, they probably suck as much black cock as Kim Kardashian. Yes.
Easy now.
Yeah, I got nothing against black people. We all know the typical stereotype, right?
Just want to slap some around from time to time, right? That's what you're saying? Just get a little white kid and give him a little head burn once in a while. Oh, wait, hold on, man. Hey, Chad, you there?
Yeah. I just sent you Asian's phone number.
Okay. I'll wait to get it. And then we're just going to give him a shout. But, this is what I'll need, guys, because I'm getting some background noise. So when I make the call, just mute your phone. I don't have background noise. I didn't get it yet.
It should be a 408 number.
I thought it's 405. What the fuck?
Okay, 405. 408. I don't know, dude. I just sent you the number that I got for Asian. Baby, I want to hear
well,
it.
We'll see.
You know what
we'll
I want?
See.
I want them to bring all their cars out. That way we can wear their ass out from the bottom up and take all
right.
their money.
Hey, Chad, this is the thing they said. They said, you guys get the fastest side, we bring the fastest side. Bring all the motherfuckers. Don't pick and choose, bitch.
No, that's what I mean. I'm even worried about it. Like I said, I don't have one of the fastest five cars in California. Period. I don't have one of the fastest five in California. I'm a slow motherfucker. But at the end of the day, I'm the motherfucker that'll race.
Right.
Hey, can I
hey,
do y'all have the guy on with the I think he had a class car though, but he got the blue like 82 Malibu with the, I think he got Pro Charge on it.
Oh, you're talking about Leon.
Is he Oh Leon?
Yeah, the blue Malibu that runs drag radio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does he call in?
No, I mean,
oh shit.
He'll come in, and then I got we got a little blue another blue car, blue 70 Nova that runs on a 275 radial, but he can fit a whole lot more tire. He's more than willing to play with these Oklahoma guys if they really want to start some shit with California.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Chad, I didn't get that text, baby. Resend it.
All right, just a second.
I just have a comment. Let's see. They all got big tire blown big blocks with bitch sticks. Let's get one thing straight. Any half-nitted with hillbilly can make that work. They need to come out without their bitch sticks, and they need to run the same tire we're running, and then they can talk.
Well, but see, the thing is that's why, yeah. Oh, there we
you're
go. I'm just at it right now. I just got it.
Yeah, it's 405-830-0473.
Yeah, I got it.
You could just 1200 on the fucking week.
Huh?
Hey, Kevin.
Hey,
yeah.
What's so funny?
What's so funny,
Asian might not answer because he listened to the show.
Well, no, but Asian's a shit-talking motherfucker, so he should be willing to answer because he's doing the same shit all us are doing is just sitting here talking shit.
Yeah, but that's what I just said to you a few minutes ago. You're trying to go through the clown or the whole group to get to the top.
I mean, I wish I could get a number for Sean. I wish I could get a number for Chuck. I wish I could get a number for whoever the hell I need to get a number
wish
for.
That they would,
but
we just
the only number I got right
comment.
Now is Asian.
How many people from that show have Facebook pages?
They got their whole own Facebook page as Midwest Streetcars.
And then Murder
and,
Nova.
And that's the page that I've made sure that I call them out on every single chance I even think about.
All right, but this is what I'm saying, though.
I can't even count the amount of times I've called them out on their own Facebook page.
Let me talk real quick.
Listen to me. This is what I'm saying. If more than one person in that group has a Facebook page, then just because you only got a phone number to one person or you send a message on that main page, try going to one of those individual people, you know what I'm saying, to get some attention because obviously
I got this phone number just because I was trying to get some pimp juice because that shit works.
Some who juice?
The pimp juice.
What the fuck is
the
pimp juice?
Their little custom BHC that's got the MEK in it.
Oh, okay.
Hey, that's okay.
All right, listen up. Hold up. I'm going to go ahead and call them right now. So I got to make sure we got all the background noise out when I call.
If anybody going to say anything, let's leave it. Chad and Trigger Ricky talk.
We got CPR on the line that can chime in. If they start doing the fastest in the world and all that stuff, Tricky Ricky, you feel free to chime in. Anybody with a fast car want to call these guys out, you better call your boys before we go off the air and make sure they get in because it's going to be a one-time shot at these guys. All right, here we go.
Yeah, you better not say nothing there.
We got three cars sitting waiting for them.
Here we go.
They're not going to answer the phone.
Hello?
Quiet.
Hello. This is Asian.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Hold on, guys.
405-830-0473 is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, Asian, this is Taylor Russo calling from Grudge Inc., California show. I don't understand why you guys talk all this shit and you keep ducking us. Call into my radio show. We're on the air right now. The number is 347-215-9989. I know Asians have no balls, but find some and call me. Bye.
We have the bags and bags on the phone.
Hey, but Kevin, I was trying to ask you, were you on my show 2 weeks ago when I ran the when you were talking about me running the chassis car?
Yes, sir, I was on the show.
All right, so he wasn't really gloating, but you heard the story. For those listening, I have a almost 3,200 pound all steel ripped glass G-body, Malibu. I ran a Rick Jones chassis, big tie, 2000 Camaro. What cubic inch he has, I have no idea. I have a 632. All this guy was willing to give me was a kick. I took the kick and had a transmission issue, and the dude beat me about a car and a half. And everybody had a whole lot of shit to say, and this is kind of directed towards Chuck and his issue. I changed transmissions, went back to the track the following week, made one shakedown pass that was good. I'm gonna say good. I ain't gonna say stuff. It was a good shakedown. I ain't heard a fucking word since. When I lost the race to the Camaro, a guy came over to me asking me did I want to lock in the race, and I'm like, man, you serious? You just saw my car run like some shit, but you want to come over here and lock me in? I said, let me get my car straight, and then I ain't got no problem running, y'all. Just let me get my car straight. Changed transmissions. Told the dude, I said, look, this another Camaro. Back half, big tire car. Now, I'm on 33 10.5s, I mean, but these dudes got, like, fucking 33 15s or 16s or some shit like that.
Yes,
I told
sir.
The dude, I said, look, I really shouldn't be running you head up just because you got a big tire on your car. But since you have a big tire, the only way I'm going to race you is you got to run me off the trailer. They want to run for 2,000, and they said they'd do it for 1,000. So I said, all right, well, I got the 1,000. We run off the trailer. Fly. Dude say, all right, I'm going to get back to you by the end of the night. And the night came, didn't hear from him. He sent me a message the following morning, asked me, was I coming to the track Friday? I said, only if y'all going to run me off the trailer. Otherwise, no, I'm not coming with my car. I never heard from him.
Right.
Now, all of a sudden, Don Ye called my show Thursday, then back out of the race with me for the day. So people only going to want to fuck with you for what little bit of they see. But once they see that you know, it's just like that story where motherfuckers want to jump on you when you're down and when you ain't right. Everybody wants to get at you.
That's right.
And then once you show you halfway decent, they're like, nah, I ain't fucking with them.
Well, no, I mean, that's the same thing happened to me in Mississippi when I did that big-ass wheelie. And I was looking for a new rack and pinion and bump steer kit and this and that and blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden I heard, what's his name?
Three Lug?
Not Three Lug, but one of Tony Bynes' little minions was running around saying that I got to pay a punk out.
No, you talking about BET.
Yeah, BET was running around saying I got to pay a fucking punk out. Because I wasn't able to race Tony on the next day for the race, and so I put my shit back together and fucking smoked the tires through the fucking pits, And then all of a sudden it was a different story. And then as soon as BET and Tony Bynes saw my car back running and driving through the pits, all of a sudden 7-Up was loaded up on the trailer real fucking quick.
Yeah, but you know what though, Chad? And you know, after talking to BET about that, and if I remember right, I think BET thought that race was locked at Lena and not at Hattiesburg, and I think that's where the miscommunication at that. I mean, we didn't know that at that time, but you know, he was. I think he just thought the race was locked up in Lena. And I think that's why.
But if the race is locked up in Lena, why the fuck are they going to have their car loaded up before the night is over?
Right.
That's the whole reason that I put my car back together, and that's the whole reason that I dry hopped that motherfucker in the pits, so that everybody knew that my shit was ready to go, and anybody that wanted some could fucking get some.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the thing with BET though was just, it was a huge misunderstanding, and I think I took that.
I think I took that a little too far.
After finding out I should have went to him first and try to find out what was going on instead of.
Well, I mean, I didn't negotiate a race with BET. So I mean, BET is the last person that I would be expecting to tell me that I got to fucking pay a punk out for a race that wasn't even on that day. You know, BET is the last person that I would be expecting to sit there and say something about me paying a fucking punk out when I negotiated the race with fucking Tony Bynes. I didn't negotiate no race with BET. I negotiated a race with Tony Bynes.
Yeah. I don't know, you know, I don't know exactly, kind of trying to remember it all, but I think I don't remember, but I know that when all that happened, I think BET just was under one impression, and I think that whole thing was just a whole misunderstanding. Because you know, I said some things that when I started finding out the whole thing, I felt like shit for saying the stuff I was saying when you know it could have been handled so much different, and instead of flying off the handle, I think a simple call.
Well, I mean, you're an angry little Italian. You're gonna fucking fly off the damn handle.
But you know what though, that was kind of my fault, man, and I gotta own that one. And after I found out, you know, I felt kind of stupid about it all because it was like, you know, I think he was just going by, you know, something he was may have understood to be one way, and you know, it's just something that got out of hand. Yeah.
Hey, Tayo, you know all it was?
Huh.
You know what all it was?
What?
You just wanted to beat him up because both of y'all the same size.
No, that ain't it, man. Listen, I like the guy. You know what? I watched some of his videos, man. That guy shoots some pretty badass shit. Hey, you better quit with the short joke, bitch.
That's all it was.
All you guys need to know is you don't need to worry unless you see Tayo walking through the pits with a step stool and a 2x4. If you see Tayo walking through the fucking pits with a step stool and a 2x4, shit is about to go the fuck down.
It ain't that bad.
Yeah.
I don't go to the starting line with a 2x4. On occasion, that step was needed. No, but you know, that thing was just a huge. I think I blew that whole thing more out of proportion than it really was when all that stuff went down, and I felt bad after, you know, for coming at him the way I did, and you know, I should have just said, hey, you know, because you know he was always calling into the show and everything, and I should have just said, hey, you know, what's up? What's going on? And
So I gotta kind of take the time on that, but I gotta fuck that one up. But we're cool now, I hope. I mean, you know, you talk about Sam and stuff like that, but and I always go on his site to check out his videos when he's got stuff on, man. He's got some good shit.
Yes, sir.
And I'm hoping. Still no word from the Asian? No, I'm hoping he calls in.
Who?
I was hoping one of them fuckers Asian would be on the show.
I ain't gonna get on the show.
I don't know why they don't. Man, chicken shit. I wish they would call. Hold on, we're gonna grab a mic real quick. 662-0506.
It's BET.
Oh, man. Oh, dude, I didn't say nothing bad. I swear to God, I didn't say nothing bad, man.
I listened at you clear it up. And I appreciate what you did. But like I said, when y'all got that information, it was secondhand, and it wasn't clear that that was said by me either. You know what I'm saying? Now I'm speaking to Chad when
you,
I say that.
I
hear you right now, BET. This is the first time we talked about this. I hear you right now.
Yeah, you know, y'all got that information secondhand, so it wasn't clear that I really said what y'all heard. You know what I'm saying? What was brought to you.
And you're absolutely right.
All I got was from the White Cracker camp, because they were pitted right next to me, and I know you guys had a race lined up with them for the same venue. They came back to me telling me that you specifically were looking for a punk out from me because my car was broken.
My car
was more than ready to be fixed and be running. Yeah. I just had no reason to get it fixed right away.
I understand. That should have been a red flag to you, because I knew you was at the track. If I had a problem with you paying anything, I should have came to you, right? You shouldn't have got that from nobody else.
Absolutely right. And that's what pissed me off is I'm hearing some shit like some high school bullshit when, you know, fucking she said that he said that fucking he said that she said that you said that that they said.
Right.
And I'm just like, why the fuck is my name getting dragged through the mud when we didn't even have a race locked up for today?
Right. I can assure you one thing.
That was the whole thing with me, and that's why I made for damn sure that as soon as I got my car fixed, which was about 25 minutes after I heard that somebody was looking for punk out money from me, I got my car fixed and I drove it through all of the pits to make sure that everybody knew that my shit was ready to motherfucking go.
Right. Well, see, one thing I can assure you of, I'm not afraid of no facing nobody on anything I got to say to them. You know what I'm saying? My track record shows that. I will step to you if I got a problem with you. For you to get anything that BET said from somebody else, mm-hmm. BET is really mad enough to come to you and say it himself. You see what I'm saying? So that should have been a red flag right there.
I got respect
and
for that.
And you know what? Hey, and BET, and you know what? That was my fault. I'm gonna take the blame on that one, because you know what? I should have handled it better. I could have came up to you and said, "Hey, what's up, man? What's going on? Talk to me. What's happening here?" I'm the one who escalated it more than what it should have been, instead of just talking it out. And that was on me, and I never got the chance to tell you I was sorry about that, but I am, because I got to own that, and I could have handled that a whole different way, and I apologize for the way I handled it. I know we never talked about it after, but, you know, this one, that was on me, dude. And we did hear it secondhand. We did, you know, we didn't hear it from you, and I could have handled that better. I could have called you on the phone or had said, "Hey, you have BET, give me a call, I got to talk to him." I could have handled it 100 different ways other than how I did. And that one's on me.
I appreciate that, and I accept that, you know what I'm saying? But like I said, I didn't, you know, them. They one thing about, and I kind of felt like who came to you with it, but I don't know for sure. But if I had to guess, I'd say that little Spike had some bitch to ride in a bicycle because he was trying to lose his way out.
I can't even remember who told me. I honestly can't even remember who told me. All I know for sure is it was someone out of the White Cracker camp because they were pitted right next to me, and I had met up with them when I went to Macon in November before that to try and get a race in Macon, and I couldn't get anybody besides Boost 12 to race me in Macon, and that's why I called out Tony Bynes to race me, because I was like, fuck it. I was like, if the only motherfucker I can get to race me is Boost 12, I was like, fuck it, I might as well call out the boss, fucking Tony Bynes, and get a race going with him, because he's the only motherfucker that ain't going to be scared to race me.
Right. But see, they tried their damnedest to get out of the race with them, with Tony, that they locked in. They locked in, not even knowing what kind of car Tony had. They wanted Tony Bynes. And he came with a car with a lock in, and they didn't want to race it. Well,
I was right there when you and Tony both came over to him. And honestly, I mean, Aaron, if you're listening, it was kind of some punk shit the way that whole fucking deal went down. You know,
exactly.
I mean, I got no problem fucking saying that.
And that's what I was calling him out on. You know what I'm saying? That's what I was calling him out on. That was your fault, not ours. Now you want us to have sympathy for you because you fucked up, you know, and we can't do that in the grudge game. You can't sympathize with somebody that lock a race in and don't know what the fuck they're doing.
You lock a race in, it's locked in. You know what I mean? That's the same reason that I didn't fucking raise any kind of stink with Tony Bynes about me and him not getting our race off on one kit with 7-Up and Lena, because our race was locked up for Hattiesburg, and Hattiesburg got canceled for a tornado. So, you know, I mean, there was no way that I could try and say anything. The only thing that left any kind of a bad taste in my mouth about that whole trip was, you know, when I heard that you specifically were looking for my punk out money when I never even came close to fucking punking out. That was the only shit that had a bad taste in my mouth.
Exactly. You know, like I said, you got that secondhand. Like I said, if I knew that was the case, I'd have brought it to you. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't have went to nobody else. Well, nobody else had to say BET said that. BET came
right.
I'm mad enough to do that.
Yeah, and it's
another shame on me, man, because you know what? White people are the devil, and I should have recognized that right then and there.
Fucking white devil. That goddamn white devil.
And that's my fault, man. I should have recognized that right off the bat, and I didn't, and shame on me twice now.
Fucking white devil.
It's a shame.
Yeah.
No, but, you know, that was something that I should have handled a whole lot better, BET. I really should have, and shame on me for you know, going at it the way I did. So, I mean,
well, like I
that's
said,
all
it's accepted. It's accepted. I don't want you to hold the whole show up with me. Go ahead on with the show, man. I'm just in there listening.
Right,
I just chimed in because I heard BET name, so you already know who I am.
Oh. Yeah, well, sit tight, man, because we're waiting for them Oklahoma City, the top, what's his name, Top Ramen or whatever, he's waiting for him to call
Asian.
In, man.
Asian.
Asian, that was close.
I'm sorry, with chicken.
Yeah.
Hey, BET.
Yeah.
Man, we need you on the show, dude, really for real, because Oklahoma, we try to get them on the show, they've been talking shit about they're the baddest around.
Oklahoma ain't coming on, man.
Them
it's been on the board for about like about a month now. Tony had already Primetime Camp was talking about going to Oklahoma, so we waiting on the call.
BET, just tell Tony, bring his shit down to California. Pretend like he's from California. I'll let him keep his cars in my shop for a couple of days, a week, whatever we need to do.
he can drive his shit, I'll drive my shit, and we can just fuck up all of Oklahoma all in one shot, and they can shut the goddamn hell up about being king of the motherfucking country.
Hey, how far y'all from Oklahoma?
I have no idea. What's that? What was that? I barely know how far I am from L.A.
Oklahoma from here to Oklahoma, I would say maybe about 1,500 miles.
Okay. Well,
here's the whole thing. California has traveled to Oklahoma many, many times.
Four times Kelly's been out there. Four times.
And Oklahoma has never traveled to California. So I have no love for their plight of claiming king of the country, even though, honestly, Kelly is one of the fastest guys that's willing to street race in California. And he's been to Oklahoma at least four times. He's lost more times than he's won. But just earlier this year, he fucking stuck dick in the Murder Nova. And the Murder Nova had nothing to come back with. So as far as I'm concerned, they want to claim king of the streets. You know, if they want to claim king of the streets between Oklahoma and California, right now, as far as I'm concerned, California holds king of the streets. Because California, one, traveled all the way out to Oklahoma and fucked up the fastest car that they had and then drove
in their
back.
Backyard.
You know, California went to Oklahoma, fucked up their car on their track, and then came back to California undefeated.
All right.
But they don't talk about that.
And trust me, I am not trying to start no shit with none of you Chicago motherfuckers. You guys are too damn fast. I don't want no fucking problems. Just leave me out of this shit. I'm just talking about the bullshit with Oklahoma claiming king of the motherfucking country, which I think pretty much everybody knows that they are not king of the country.
Yeah, no, BET will. Oh, BET, nobody's talking now. BET, they ain't shit. And
well, here's the thing. I think we're giving them too much credit by talking about their motherfucking ass. You know, that's a TV show.
Yeah.
That's a TV show, and it's for entertainment. And I think that's what's going on there, because there ain't no way them fucking cars could come anywhere close to where we race at and win, you know. So.
But
that's the whole thing with them claiming that is they're claiming that just so they can get the extra ass ratings. And they're doing exactly what they meant to do by claiming that, which is getting all of us talking about it. But at the end of the day, you know, it's time to show your motherfucking hand. You want to sit there and claim king of the country? All right, bitch. You know, hey. Tell your sponsors to fucking pay for us to close down an airstrip and we can race on your closed down airstrip and we can find out who's the king of the street on the closed down airstrip.
See what Discovery need to do is come to a goddamn a grudge race and they really see how people get down.
Right, Tosh, you're right. Jose, right, you're right.
Yeah, let me see how many cars are out there.
Hell yeah.
The thing that kills about them is they made a video of Poop and they said, we want to head up. Well, how the fuck you want to head up with somebody? You know, if we bring an 8.5-inch tire, we bring a 10-inch tire car, I guess your fucking motor number is a 16-32 car. There's a slight advantage, okay? Don't get me wrong. You know, we've been complaining about a 28 or 29. I think a lot of those guys, we don't care about that. When you get them out of a car that's got fucking 14 32s against it, 16 against it, running somebody like Chad has got a fucking 20 by 10 against his car, you know, don't claim you the best motherfucker in the world, man. Just get that straight.
Well, we don't talk about them clowns enough. On to the next.
Well, going on to the next.
When's the next urgent deal going down in Texas or somewhere close to Cali?
Texas is coming up. Yeah.
Tommy Dog got one coming up.
Anthony, I've got the whole grudging schedule at my shop. Unfortunately, I'm at my shop. I'm sitting with a cocktail next to a fucking blackjack table.
Oh shit!
Oh, nice. Where at?
The Normandy.
Oh man, dude, go to
right down the street from your shop.
Yeah, you need to go over to the Hustler.
No, they had a $50 buy-in tournament. Hold'em for $5,000 guaranteed payout.
Oh, there you
go. Yeah, I hear Trigger Ricky on the phone.
Yeah, he was on here earlier, BG.
Yeah, I'm here. What's up?
Yeah, I heard you say Donye Bad got the race with you.
Yeah.
Why in the hell he do that? Can't win?
His excuse for saying that he wasn't going to run me was he didn't want to run any cars that have class race and have put a time on the board.
No. Mm-hmm. And I did think myself that you was just a grudge car. I didn't know you.
Well, the particular car that I was going to run him with today, I just brought back out. I have run it in class racing before, but I really haven't done anything with the car in the last 2 years because I've been having engine problems after three passes. So it was really no reason for him to back out with that excuse. But I think a big part of that was because some guys over here was putting some pressure on him to run J.C. Richardson. And I guess he found out that J.C. didn't put a time on the board and just didn't want to go that route.
Yeah. Well, did he race anybody? Is the race over with?
It should be concluding. I mean, they got till 1. I heard he made a shakedown or a test pass, whatever, but I haven't heard that he raced anybody today yet.
Let me get to another phone line. I think this might be Whit. Whit, is that you, babe? Let's see. Pretty sure it is. Wick, you there? Wick. 901-2877. Wick. That's Wick, ain't it? 2877?
Yeah, that's Wick. That's Wick, no? Yeah.
Yeah, I got his mic open, but he's not answering.
You give him a minute. He might have his phone on mute. Give him a minute.
All right.
Wait, take your phone off mute.
Yeah, he had his hand up. I'm gonna leave his mic open, and then he'll hear us talk. We just keep telling him to take his phone off mute.
Is
who?
Martin still on, or he left?
No, Martin dropped off.
Wow, I just asked somebody that was at the track that Donye was supposed to run an S10 truck that goes by the name of Kryptonite. And they were supposed to run at 6:00. Donye and the truck did not run.
Well, we tried to lock him in for Texas with the Gangsta Boot 2. And he said that
He didn't want to lock. He didn't want to lock in until he came back, until Monday after Maryland. So, you know, if he didn't hurt nothing, he would lock in. That's what he said.
Now I was with Donye.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Gangsta Boo ready for Gangsta Boo 2 is ready for anybody right now.
Woo!
Yes.
That car, go ahead, BT. I'm sorry, babe. Go ahead.
Cold Killer, everybody been talking about he the snuffer killer. He wanted to snuff out everybody. He one of the baddest on 29s in the world and all this other hype. So, Gangsta Boo ready for him too.
Yeah, they said Cold Killer beat a big over here today.
He beat it? You say he beat somebody over there?
Yeah, guy named Adam got a Vega, a tennis tire Vega. I think Vega more so overpowered the track. Car stood up a little higher than it should have, and they said the dude would pedal, but a win is a win.
Well, I can say one thing. Luck has been on his side. I can give him that.
Yeah, but you know, it's that old saying, BET, I'd rather be lucky than good any day.
Right. I can't take it from him. A win is a win.
Yeah.
A win is a win.
Yeah.
I can't take it from him. It's just like last week when we was in Indiana. We blew him off. Kenny Boy had killed Chris on the tree. We blew him off, so, you know, he went with the win. You know, so it is what it is. We just hope we get our shot back. We just hope we get our shot back at him. That's all.
Hey, Wick, you there, Wick? Wick.
Now, his mic's still open, Ben, but he...
Wick. He's on mute, or he stepped away from that phone, but... I'm going to leave his mic open in case he jumps back on. Yeah, I was waiting for Drag to call in tonight, man. I want to know who won that little, which one of them young bucks won that junior dragster race.
Let me see if I can text Big Drag should be calling in.
Oh, it's too late. You got to call in on somebody's phone.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, man, I want to. I can't believe, man. I'm going to have to start leaving nasty grams on this dude Asian's phone now.
Well, hey, if you get BET to help you, leave a message. They will get back to you soon. BET will jump in when I talk. That's the person I would get on the phone to call to get their ass to talk on that bullshit. And BET will get that. They will call back with BET on their phone. They got no other choice.
Yeah, you know, I know they do it for their ratings and stuff like that. But, you know, these guys, they got to step up, man.
Well,
but they will. I don't think they'll run. I don't think they'll race on a track, though, will they?
Man, BET, Triggery said tonight, the guys, that's their claim of fame, to run on the street. And we're organized now. And that's the whole thing with just that. We're organized now. So don't tame that street shit. Come on, we got an organized track. You know, yeah. I mean, we got plenty of tracks.
But you know,
that's the whole thing, a big problem I got with a lot of these so called racers. Is that they really talk that shit until it's time to put up or shut up. You know what I'm saying? And when somebody come to them with a legitimate race, They find all the excuses in the world not to do it, not to race. You know, that just that irks me. I can't understand that shit.
Well, that's just like you guys said tonight. Like, you know, these guys in Oklahoma, they want to talk about their fastest people on the street, but, you know, here it is, BET, Tail, you know, look, guys, you know, Chad, you know, come to where we're at a track, and we don't have any excuses. You know, we don't have any excuses. We're at a track. Let's run. But they don't say, okay, well, no, don't worry, we're on the track, we're on the street. Fuck, we're on the street, that's fucking what? That's anybody's gamble. Who's on the hook? Who knows that street? You know?
The police? They'll lock your ass up, take your shit?
Sorry.
The smaller guy's getting busted.
BET.
That'll be devastating to the grudge world.
right. BET, why did we come off the street? Why did we come off the street? To stop
so
taking our cars.
Yeah.
But here's what you guys got to understand, though. Out here in California, we don't have tracks. Our tracks are the street. Our tracks are where the streets that we go
and
race on.
But is it
wrong? You know what? Yeah,
no,
it might be wrong.
Yeah, it is.
But we understand that.
I mean, from you guys' perspective, we understand that. But like BET is saying, don't call people out. And you say you're the baddest son of a bitch, but then they quoted it right on the street. Now here you guys
right.
in California, we skipped the state from Oklahoma, and then you guys got a point. You guys are getting organized. You guys have traveled, came to Mississippi, Georgia, and we're two race, okay? But then here like we got the murder Nova. It's the baddest. Man, you go on the internet right now. Type up Murder Nova, and that motherfucker's on the fucking track showing his times. Ain't shit. That bitch came around with the gangster move.
And how come? And here's something I'm curious on. Now, the reason why I wanted to go to Hattiesburg is, for one, I've never been there. But these guys are closer than us. Have they ever been there? Any of those cars?
You got to talk to BET about that.
No.
So.
So I mean, like Hattiesburg, that is pretty much the cream of the crop that come there. Am I right?
First time I ever heard about Oklahoma.
And when they have
Fast
Tuesday. You know, I might not have heard of a lot of back east racing before Grudge Inc. and no names, but I always knew about Fat Tuesday. You know, and what I'm saying is, you know, these guys are claiming to be the baddest in the world. They haven't gone down there to take on the baddest.
What's your number here?
Who's that?
I don't know what that is.
Me.
Did Wick get caught on the phone in the middle of the night or what?
I don't know. I just texted him and told him his mic open.
Oh, okay.
What y'all say about me?
There he is.
Hey,
what's going on? Oh.
Hey,
what up,
Wick? What up,
Tay OBP?
Hey, what's up, man?
What's going on?
Awesome, man. What's happening with you?
No, man, just left way back in Memphis. They got the ADRL out there in Memphis and stuff. I went out there and watched them boys. That shit bored.
Hey, hold on a second. Is that Wick on the phone? Wick.
Huh?
I got a personal question to ask you. And I know you the baddest motherfucker.
Wait, Kev, can I ask you? Can I jump in real quick?
Let me finish my question, please. Wait, what do you think about these guys from Oklahoma talking about they're the baddest motherfuckers out there?
For one.
Them boys from Oklahoma talking about they're the baddest motherfuckers around.
For one, don't have streets. They have cars that they race on the street. They don't have street cars, for one.
Right, exactly.
They have cars that they race on the street. So they're not the baddest street cars in the country because they don't have street cars. They got race cars. For two.
Now, you know what? Go ahead.
They said national. They don't travel.
And Wick, I'm glad you got on the show because you know.
Wait, let him finish, man. You asked the man a question, man. Let him finish. Go ahead, Wick.
Three.
All right, Cockatoo. Let him finish.
I don't even run on the street, but they gave Tony Vines a call, and they want Tony to come over there. And Tony called me, and we're going to team up, and we're going to take the Moneymaker, Bo Jack, King Kong, Lil Baby, and a couple other street cars we got over there. We're gonna show them who bad.
God damn.
When you guys doing this, Wick? I might need to fly in for this one.
They supposed to call Tony back and let Tony know the exact dates and stuff, the times and stuff. He said when they get back with him, he'll let me know. Tony will probably post everything once they let him know. But we used to run on the street, you know. I used to wouldn't go to the track. I used to didn't even like people that went to the track.
And, yes, sir.
We used to do some real hella five street racing down here in Memphis. And I tell you hella five, I mean thousands of people on the street from 12 o'clock at night to 6 or 7 in the morning, street racing all night. People used to come. Them Chicago guys used to love. Three Lug, he was a street king. Don't let him fool you now. Three Lug used to have a Monte Carlo back in the day. Drag, all of them used to come to Memphis. We used to run on the street year-round, 20 to 30 degree weather. And thousands of people. And that's all we used to do is run on the street. I didn't even like people that ran it years ago. But, you know, they started taking your cars and stuff like that. So we moved to the track. And I like the track. I love the track now. But we will go back to the street this last time just to show Oklahoma that they ain't working with shit.
Bullshit. Hey, Wick.
Well, they're supposed to come out here. They're supposed to come out here to California at the end of the month.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, we had a guy from out here in California that's been out there a few times. And they did a video of it. And I don't know where they met at, but they're driving out to where they're going to go race.
Mm-hmm.
And the dude from California is driving his 57 on the street right next to the Murder Nova that's on a trailer. So
yeah.
That's when I said, now which one of these cars is a two street car? This guy's driving his car, and they were flying on the road. I mean, I don't know how fast they were going, but you know, and he's running right with them.
Our street cars, we used to drive them on the street. We had true street cars that you could drive around. You know,
mm-hmm.
I haven't called my buddy yet. I got a buddy with a Mustang. We used to go up. We went up to Chicago and whooped skiing. And skiing, if you ever heard of skiing, he's a bad boy. He's from Chicago.
Yeah.
He's a bad boy. If you ever hear that name, I know B's always have him on the show and everything. Don't let him fool you. Skiing is a bad boy.
Yeah, skiing is a bad boy.
We had a stick shift Mustang. Skin will probably tell you, remember it. It had pipes out the ass, all the way out the back, stick shift. We took it up to Chicago, and Skin took us on a 40-mile drive. He thought the car was on the street. And we followed Skin 40 miles. Got over there and told it the wheels held probably an eighth of a mile and whooped Skin ass on the street, stick shift. And I'm going to call him once we get ready to go over there in Oklahoma, call Tony and everything. I'm going to call him up and tell him to pull that thing at the corner. He still got the car. He never races it. You know, he works a lot. and he don't get a chance to race a lot no more. But I'm going to call my buddy. We call him Stick Shift Mike. I'm going to call Stick Shift Mike when them boys get ready. And I promise you, their fastest, the Murder Nova, would not touch this car right here I'm talking about on the street. And it's a Stick Shift.
You know, you guys got to let me know, man, because when you guys set this up to go out there, man, I definitely want to be out there for this one.
We'll let you know. There's probably going to be a lot of people follow us over there. I mean, they probably have, once they call Tony and stuff, they probably have so many views and hits, the show probably just goes skyrocket. Because I've got people already calling me, a bunch of buddies of mine that hang out, race and stuff, already saying, hey, we're going over there with you. You know, we're going deep. We're taking the duffel bags, you know. We're going to see what they're about. So I don't know if they really want to get me and Tony on the show, because we're going to see if they real rush race, real street race.
Real chess and doors.
And we're going to have BET with us. Shit, you know it's going to be hell over there.
Oh, yeah. But see, but Wick, this is their thing, Wick. They want you racing on their streets, on their terms. Like they went to California. They said, California, you know what? Y'all bring the fastest car. We want heads that race. We want the, you know what I'm saying? They said, How can you even say you
want to
hit up race? You know what
car
you
race? Did you guys watch the YouTube video?
Yeah.
When they came out here?
No, I haven't seen it.
Taylor, you guys seen it?
I saw it.
The only person, they didn't call anybody fast. The only people that they called and that was there in that whole group. There was only one person that could have messed with any of their cars, and that was Gypsy Mike. And even Gypsy Mike, honestly, ain't got enough steam to roll on the big end with any of those cars that they're going to bring out here.
Well, we know how to.
They're just trying to fucking pick on people. They didn't call Chad. They didn't call Chad out. They didn't call none of us out. None of us were out there. We didn't even hear about it. But it's all right. I got all three cars sitting, waiting, done, just sitting there, waiting.
Well, what do we do? Hey, when we go over there, it's going to be a whole different ball game. We're going to take VHT. We're going to VH the whole street, both sides, like we used to do it back in the day. We're going to have we're going to torch the whole street. I hadn't seen none of them guys with the torches. You know how you torch the VHT and let it burn all the way down the street?
That's right. You just
pour it down the street and set it on fire.
Yeah, set it on fire. I hadn't seen none of that. So we're going to bring some real, we're going to show them real street racing. Bobby Cole used to torch the whole street. You think the whole damn place on fire.
Yeah.
And I mean, we used to 60 foot. I guarantee you them cars used to 60 foot 130 on the street.
Right.
Hey, BET.
Yeah.
BET, do me a favor, man.
Yeah.
When you guys get out there, and if that TV crew's out there, will you show them motherfuckers how to work a camera, please? Will you do that for me?
I'll do that.
Show them how to work a motherfucking camera. Show them how to take a shot. Because I don't want to miss nothing when I watch it on TV.
I'll expose all the fake shit that they do trying to portray that they some real motherfuckers. I'll show you behind the scenes
exactly. it'll be Outlaws uncut
Outlaw Uncut by BET Live. That's right.
I like Live.
What's the update? What they done did? What's going on in Maryland? What's going on at Holiday Beach? Give me an update.
I hadn't heard. I've been on this motherfucker waiting, man, and they hadn't heard. They had sent me shit. So, Kicker Rick was on earlier, and he said that Cold Killer. He said Donye bagged out the race with him. He said Cold Killer went up with a big time Vega, and the Vega overpowered the track, and Cold Killer got away with the win. And that's pretty much all I heard. I ain't heard nothing from Holiday Beach.
All right, let me add to that. The Kryptonite S10 truck beat Coupe Performance twice. To the Gap twice.
Which Coupe Performance?
They just say Coupe Mustang.
You don't know which one though. They got
50,000 of them, motherfuckers.
Nah, I don't know which one. It was two wrecks. I don't know if you've heard of the one guy named Cubby. He hit the wall, and another guy just hit the wall and fucked his car. I heard Michael Martin beat Scoop in the 10-5 thing they had. What's the guy named? Something Brown, wait a minute. Somebody prior won the conventional head shootout they had. I haven't heard about the 28-inch tire race they had.
Okay. Why you didn't go? So you went and you came, you left or something?
No, I never made it to the track today. I had a bunch of issues with my truck and a trail, and it was raining, and I wasn't gonna tow my race car in the rain and on an open trailer to get to the track, so I never made it. I put a good effort forward.
I kind of figured it was gonna rain early over there. I had looked at the weather,
but I don't think it never rained at the race track, but where my race car was, it was raining there. I had some my dually, the ball joints was bad on the front, and my fucking wheel was leaning in. So in efforts to make it to the track, I hunted down a open trailer. I went and changed trucks, went and got the trailer, then got down to where my race car at, and as I'm putting plugs in it to put it on the trailer, it started raining. So in order for me to get to the track, I got to deal with the rain. And my car not set up. It's not weatherproof, you know what I'm saying, to be riding around in the rain. So I'm not going to risk get my electronics and shit wet just to try to get to the racetrack. So I tried to wait, but that wasn't happening. Just the host of other shit that was going on. I had a tie. The tie was, I hit the curb with my trailer. So I bust my tires. I had to get a tire for that. Just a bunch of shit.
Oh, okay.
And that's respectful, man. I mean, Trick, like you said, you have locked in, and if you could do it, I mean, I don't think the rest of you guys would do the same thing you did.
Yeah. Then to report the Hattons boys, they got a Vega. J.C. Richardson gave the Vega the kick, if I'm not mistaken, the kick. And the Vega beat J.C. Richardson. The Vega also, the Vega beat Nephew Pete earlier.
It's not the same Vega that ran Cold Killer.
No.
Okay.
And then Tyson. I'm reading that Scoop, George Williams' son, ran Big Sexy, and they saying that Scoop beat Big Sexy, but that report is kind of sketchy right at the moment.
Yeah, I'm over here on your board, DMV Grudge Racing, and I'm trying to sort through all this shit they talking. They said this Scoop really get by Big Six.
Yeah, I'm surprised Jag hasn't called in. I talked to him earlier in the week. He was going to, I texted him when I first went on the show because he was going to call in to let us know what's going on up at his thing. And they had two junior dragsters going at a little grudge race up there. So I wanted to find out who won that one.
Yeah, they had a nice little pot on there. I think that pot $700-$800, I think.
Somebody's running somewhere.
We know Wick got a race tomorrow.
You got a race tomorrow, Wick?
you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, we got a race tomorrow over in Holly.
Oh, where at?
Holly Springs.
Holly Springs? Oh, okay. Is it you racing somebody, or you guys got an event?
Yeah, we got a few races locked in. Turbo Team.
Cool.
Who else we got? Tony's supposed to come down, but I don't know. The weather was looking kind of shady at first. The percentage that went down a whole lot. I think it's down to like 20% now. So I don't know if he's going to make the trip or not. Sure, me and Will Grudge, we probably run the money and make the Jackson Boot 2 against the Candy Cane car or something, you know. But there's a bunch of guys got some bunch of good races locked in. I think Eyes and them got some races locked in. And we just gonna do some grudge and all grudge.
Don't forget Gadget.
Yeah, we got Gadget locked in with the printer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we got him locked back in with it. So we're gonna try to just make it do what it do. I know a lot of the guys at the speculators out at the ADRL were saying after the ADRL race over tomorrow because they extended it because of rain. They had a little rain today. They said they was going to come over and watch a bunch of the fans and stuff, so they was looking forward to coming over and watching some grudge racing after the ADRL thing. So
I can't believe that you guys got rain out there in freaking August.
Yep.
Man, yep. I guess I've just been living in California too long, man. That's all. Sorry.
There you go again.
Man. Yeah, I'm just mad. And that white stuff you guys get in Detroit and stuff like that, man, that shit
there
just boggles my mind.
Next time I see you, Tayo, you be wearing those sandals. I'm going to step dead on your damn feet.
Tyson, why you ain't introduce yourself to me when you was in Indiana?
I did. Tyson was in Indiana? I'll see you too, Wick. Remember me and you, Wick, was laughing at Leon if he was going to make a full pass or not.
Okay.
I know the bunch of guys were speaking and talking that I didn't know if, you know, that I really didn't know, but I didn't know if, you know, who
yeah,
they were.
That was me and you was standing right next to each other. It was me. Big Clark, Mississippi Joe, and me and you was laughing at Leon, was he going to make a full pass or not?
I don't remember seeing.
Yeah. And BT, I was talking to you, but I was on the other side of the wall, right there in the water box. And I said, I'm going to make a friendly bet with you. But I was on the other side of the wall. That's when they were telling people to get on the other side of the wall, out the way.
Yeah. Hell, I don't know. I've met so many people, man, that came up to me and said, what's up, BET? Man,
yeah.
Give them hell, BET. You know, I'm telling you, I met so many people, man, I couldn't even keep up.
I spoke to y'all, but I know for sure you, BET, two or three times, because I was down there with Young Money, Street King, and them, and you was over there by the car. I mean, you had kicked it for a minute.
No.
Over there by his car.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, when I was in Lena, I was gonna. You guys were working on the car on, I believe it was King Kong a lot, and I was gonna come up and introduce myself, but you guys look like you're busy, and I didn't want to come up and bug nobody when you guys were down there. But I did watch that car. And that's why even was it last week? Did you race Cold Killer last week?
Yes, they ran him in Indiana.
And before the race, you know, we were talking about who would win, and I said, well, you know, I told him, I've never seen Cold Killer's car run, but I've seen King Kong run, and I said that car better be really fast because, you know, in order to beat you, man, because I thought your car was flying down in Nina.
I know all of them pretty, that's for sure. Damn, them cars so pretty. He had a car, when they come out the water box, wiping the cars down, man, that's how pretty they is.
Yeah.
I ain't bullshitting. I like that Predator. That Predator car, man. I like that shit, man. I like that car. Shit, I saw that ass video from the sun that motherfucker. I like that car. I was all around that Predator car.
Yeah, we could have figured that track out, boy. We was gonna show y'all something with all three of them.
Like, and that little black goddamn track.
We just couldn't get a handle on that something. And what's up with them guys, man? Cleaning that track. They don't clean that track enough. I don't think. Man, there's so much grass and pebbles up and down that damn track.
I don't know what you know. First time I seen them drag is shit. It was about shit. I think before y'all race.
Yeah, it was like 8:30.
That was the first time I seen them drag the track the whole damn day I was there.
Yeah, thank you. I've been trying to get
there. That was 9:45. That was the first time I seen them drag the track the whole day. I'm like, damn.
Man, I had been talking to them guys. Man, went to talk to kids about 3 times about that track, man. And them guys weren't paying me no motherfucking attention.
Wow.
Hey, we got that money. Shit. Said, fuck that. Yeah, I don't know. But wasn't that light slow as a motherfucker type all day long, man?
Yeah, that light was fucked up.
I ain't never seen no shit like that.
That light was fucked up. I'm like, goddamn, what the hell is going on?
I ain't never been to no track. I've been to a lot of tracks, man. I ain't never seen a track.
Well,
that goddamn light take that long, goddamn.
Yeah, that light stay there, man. I was like, goddamn, they gonna burn this shit. A couple of the turbo cars had to back now. Cause hell, the lights was, you know what I'm saying? On pre-stage was so goddamn long. I'm like, what the fuck going on? These bitches gonna drop. A couple of the turbo cars backed off.
Hey, Anthony, you still there, Anthony?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Anthony, when those guys. They're gonna run where everybody runs when Oklahoma comes out here. They pick a speed, or is it the same one we go to, or what?
It's gonna be shit. They can pick. I'm gonna lay it all out to them. They can pick from like 3 different streets.
Oh, is that I didn't know how.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 streets.
I didn't know if they were just locking in on one or.
No, I went in the past couple of weeks. I went to the dirtiest street that we could think of and took the Z out there. 2 days in a row, make sure it was perfect on that street.
You know where? Hey, I'll tell you guys. Here's and Anthony will back this up. You know where street that where we used to run at way back in the day? It was a street that was, honest to God, 2 blocks away. From the highway patrol, and we would run there most of the night because there was nobody there. They're all out on patrol, and we, honest to God, man, we would hit that street like no other.
All night long.
I wish we had tracks like you guys have back there, man. Even if you guys got dried, you know, 2 or 3. I mean, we have Bakersfield. We have Vegas,
Fontana,
and then we have if and when that ever opens back up.
Yeah, that's still fucking a mission from us, like here, but it's still better than nothing. But we got Irwindale, but you can't, even if we invited and gave odds and all kinds of shit just to get people to travel from out there.
There's not, for these cars that are running. Like
Irwindale,
we
couldn't even take them to Irwindale. Even if you got the left lane, you still don't want to go to Irwindale.
I wouldn't let Wick and none of these guys run at Irwindale. Well, not because it's a bad track. There's not enough shutdown for the kind of speed that these guys are running.
Exactly.
And
then if you get the right lane, you got to move over to the left. Fuck that. Verona.
It's,
I haven't been to Verona, but I heard it's an 1/8 mile with a 1/4 mile shutdown.
I heard you could do pretty much whatever you want at Verona down San Diego because it's on an Indian reservation and they don't have to comply to neighborhoods and this and that. It's their land. They do, you know, they do what they want with it. So, you know, that's kind of a good thing.
We could always get people to come down and then just go to San Diego for the weekend.
Yeah, well, I've been in talks with Vegas and everything. I'm going back out there in September because we got that NMCA race out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was talking with the track manager about doing a race out there, a grudge race out there, and they were very, very receptive to it. So
that'd be cool.
I would love for everybody to come out to Vegas. I think Vegas, other than something in California, because Vegas, people with families and kids and stuff like that, they can bring them. And, you know,
right.
Vegas, you can run to 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
The last race I was out there, I mean, I went out in the semi, and I was at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Well.
So you can run out there. You can run out there from 8 o'clock in the morning to 7:30 the next morning.
Right.
So, and that's why I think that place would be a good place to have a grudge race, a grudge meet, and bring everybody from back east and out this way. And plus, it's Las Vegas, too.
Yeah, it'd be easy to talk to a lady into that one.
And last time I was out there, I went to, I don't know if you guys see that show, that Counting Cars. His name's Danny, he called himself the Count. He's the one who's got the bandana around his head, and they flip cars. I went down there and met him, and he's got a pretty badass shop, and he actually came out to the race. He didn't even know the race was going on. He came out there and checked out some of the cars.
Oh, shit, right on.
So, yeah, man, context and who you know.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right,
bring
it up. What's that?
When is that next, When's the next Grudge Inc. deal?
The next Grudge Inc. is in, it's Atomic Dogs Race on, August
9th. Oh, shit, it's like in a week.
Yeah, I think it's August 9th.
It's the Kent sale.
What's that?
It's the Kent.
So the 10th? Okay, the 10th.
Where's that at?
That's in Houston.
In Houston?
No, Dallas Raceway. Dallas, Texas.
Oh, that's in Dallas? That one's in Dallas?
Yeah,
I get confused on which place he's at. He bounces both places. Dallas. I play the promo, too, for it before the show. I'm such an idiot. Man. Yeah, that's the next one out there.
Uh-huh.
I got the schedule in the car. Well, I got the schedule. The schedule that I have, it's got all the races on there, not just Grudge Inc. races. It's got all the races on there. You know, it's got, you know,
what's the next one you
got? Wick, it's got some of your races on there, Wick. It's got all of them on there.
What's the next one you're traveling out there to?
What's that?
What's the next one you're traveling out there to?
I got when Tony's got a little Tony's got another race coming up.
That's the 31st of August.
That's one I'd like to go to.
Where's that one going to be?
Is that one going to be in Martin, Michigan?
Yeah, 31 Martin, Michigan.
Ooh,
you know,
Anthony,
Michigan from here.
Drive-wise, 2,200 miles. I did that already when I drove to Milan. Martin's probably a little bit closer. Yeah, it was 20. No, that, driving out there to Milan was 39 hours I drove straight to get there.
Yep.
Awesome. You're going to take off like 2 weeks.
We did that trip. Listen to this, man. We drove straight out, then I drove out there, and my wife was 5 months pregnant.
And she came back seven?
She's like, well, we got to stop at the next stop out and go about this. Nope, you got to wait till I got to get gas. We got a time limit here.
Damn.
She wanted to kill me. Don't have time to stop, baby. Got to get to Detroit.
Damn.
But it was a good trip, man. You know, I mean, it was worth it. I mean,
right.
But I've been lucky though. You know, when I'm taking the car out and actually had my car and had to travel, I always had, you know, races. In my case, though, everybody wanted to race the car that was on Pink's.
Right.
And my car, and it's like, you know, it wasn't the same car that was on Pink, so everybody thinks it's some high 10-second car, and we suckered a lot of people.
Right, right.
So we got this dude from Milan from West Virginia, or Virginia, I don't know, one of them six states. And he said, oh, he saw me, he wanted to race me, and he was squeezing his car. And I told him, I said, well, I'm not going to race the car that's on nitrous head up. And I was not with a 1090 car. He says, okay, well, I'll take the unit off the car. And we lit him up. We lit him up something bad, and then he wanted the unit on the car. Because he says, your car's not a 1090 car. I said, I never said it was. I said, I wouldn't race you with a 1090 car on the motor. And then he put his unit on, and we spanked him again. But it was fun, man. It was good. I like to travel, man, because you know what? I like seeing fast cars. I like seeing the you know, the cars that are at the grudge events, stuff like that, where you know, they're just fast. Right, that's the only way I can say it's just fast.
It's good, man.
You know what, Anthony, I'm telling you, man, we should try and make a trip, fly out there to Martin to go see you'd be stunned on how many people. Wick, am I lying? How many people were at Tony's last event, little Tony's race last time?
It was quite a few people out there. The last fast race, it was a good race. It's quite a few people out there. So, cars.
Yeah, Fox came on the show last week and
real good track. I mean, it's the A1 track, the ADRL. You know, be there. Maybe have pro mod shootouts at this track. I mean, real A1 track. You know.
Is Glenn and Lynch gonna be back out there again, or no?
No, I don't think so. I think that was, you know, like a premier thing. Biz had at his track, at his race. So I don't think.
Oh, that's right. That was a business race.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll see those guys in November at the race in Las Vegas.
They'll be in Vegas. Shit, we'll have to get out to one of those soon. I wanted to make out the last one that they had, was it in April, but we were having those little problems here and there, but everything seems to be going good for us right now.
Yeah. Well, I plan on making it. I got those three, September, October. I'll be out in Vegas.